Carson play by play.
Action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
Well, here we are once again. We've got another super game lined up for you. Rob Osmond with you for more high school football class D2. It's the quarterfinals down to the Elite Eight. Glad to have you on board here. We are in Giltner tonight as the Pawnee City Indians make the road trip to Giltner for this quarter round playoff matchup. And this looks like, on paper at least, it's going to be a doozy for both squads, both sporting some very similar numbers offensively, both putting up some stellar numbers defensively as well, and both have a lot of talent and a lot of skill position that here to make for what could be a very exciting football game for the right to see who's going to go on to the semifinals in the state football championship in Giltner. It is a beautiful day. It is clear sky, a little bit of wind coming out of the south, but it is a warm wind, and everybody looks like they are right in the middle of a nice, beautiful fall, as we all are, and ready for some great football. Crowd is pouring in despite the early start here, and it looks like we're going to have ourselves an exciting game, and the officials are all on the field, so there's nothing to slow us down now, and everybody's out, warmed up, and ready to get going. We've got about 24 minutes before game time here. It'll give us a chance to open things up on our New Tech Feed pregame show, and we'll have that coming up for you. We'll take a quick break and jump right into it and let you know what makes up both these teams and how we got right where we are. You're listening to high school playoff football on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to our New Tech Seed pregame show. Rob Osmond with you. Joining us now, the head coach of the Pawnee City Indians, Coach Mitchell Shepherd. Coach, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, not a problem.
You know, we were just talking about how close these games start getting together and how fast everything is going by. That's got to make it tough when we get here to the quarterfinals to prepare for teams that keep getting progressively tougher and tougher as you go along.
Yeah, you just got to be a lot, you know, you got to be more diligent with your preparation. Your hours get a little bit longer. I mean, this is crunch time. This is when preparation can pay off, and you got to get your kids ready.
And everything means so much right now. I mean, this is the time of the year, you know, you can't afford to make a mistake. You can't afford to look anything. And you're also playing teams that you haven't seen before and perhaps a different offense or a different defensive scheme than what you're accustomed to. Have you guys been training or practicing or changed anything to get ready for Giltner tonight?
Oh, well, we've done a few things. You know, I got a lot of film on them and scouted them pretty well, I think. And they got a different offense than almost anybody runs. So that's something that we've definitely prepped for. And we've got a few things in mind where we're going to try to exploit to shut down their offense. But, you know, they got a really good offense. You know, you're going to be able to limit them. I don't know if you're going to be able to shut them down, but we're going to see if we can limit them and put up a few more points to them and see if we can't get out of there with a victory.
That's what makes it pretty tough, especially, again, we mentioned in the quarterfinals and so much on the line, because you can almost see Memorial Stadium from here. You've got first, let's just kind of look at the Indian offense. You've got a pretty potent offense in your junior quarterback, Garrett Borcher. How's he preparing and how's he getting ready for this run into the playoffs?
Well, Garrett's a special player. I mean, he's an anchor on our defense. He's an anchor on our offense. He runs the show. I mean, we're primarily an option-based team. We run a lot of different option looks, and he runs the show. But our offense is pretty diverse. We rely on the run first, and then when we take our opportunities to get over the top when we can.
And that's another solid thing, too. Your backfield pretty solid in Pearson and Schilling. I mean, just looking at the Indians on paper alone, it's no wonder that you guys got here. And you have to be pretty happy with what you've seen so far to get to this place.
Yeah, I mean, most of the year I've been pretty happy with our offensive production, in the exception of maybe a game or two where we turned the ball over a little bit. But I think our offense is clicking. I think we've got a good system in place and what we try to do and what we try to establish. And I like our physicality up front, and that carries over.
Now, I know that Gildner has the same problem. If you look at the scores of some of the teams that you've played so far, I don't imagine that your starters are getting a lot of, you know, a full four quarters every game in the regular season. And the same thing for Gildner. They have a little bit of problem. Now that teams are getting stronger and tougher as you go along, and those guys are playing longer, are you guys able to handle that and to step up to that full game challenge?
I think it comes in your preparation. You got to make sure your kids are in good condition, and you got to just make sure that we've played in games. And we had to play, you know, a pretty tough game last week, and I think we've played a few more games than they have. I think they've just blown almost everybody out, it seems like. So, yeah, you just got to get your kids in good condition and ready to face adversity. I think that's the biggest thing is facing that adversity and see how they respond to it.
Well, the numbers look pretty even as far as, you know, Giltner versus Pawnee City. But this is one of those games that you pretty much have to throw the numbers right out the book and just play your football. What kind of game are you looking forward to tonight?
I'm looking forward tonight just a hard-nosed football game. I think if we're able to play assignment sound, read our keys, and just really harp on our offense and stick to it, I think we'll be fine. But I'm looking for it to be a little lower-scoring battle. I think both teams have pretty good defenses that limit each other a little bit, but there's going to be some scoring. But it's just whoever makes the least mistakes. It's playoff time. Least mistakes is usually going to win.
And it's always been said that defense wins games, and your defense pretty solid too. You guys had your share of shutouts this year and played extremely well defensively. What would you characterize as the strength of this Indian football team?
I'd say our biggest strength is definitely our physicality. I think we pride ourselves on being physical, really run into the ball. We got good team speed. We got a good mix of size. We try to swarm you. I mean, on defense, we play our assignments, and we swarm to the football. And that's our game, and we've been pretty successful with it so far this year.
Well, it seems like you've got a pretty good mix of kids. How have you been able to keep them focused on this big game and not perhaps look too far down the field?
Well, I think our kids realize after last week's game you can't, you know, really look ahead. But hey, this is playoffs. Gildner's a great team. They're very well coached. They got a lot of talent. And they're undefeated. I mean, there's no way we can be looking ahead. So, and you just got to let them know this could be your last game playing. You know, leave it out on the line, and that's what we're going to do.
All right, Coach. Well, I thank you for spending a little bit of time with us. Coach Mitchell Shepherd of the Pawnee City Indians. Wish you the best of luck. And again, thanks so much for spending some time with us on this big day.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We'll have a word with Coach Jeff Ashby of the Gildner Hornets right after this. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
In Gildner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Gildner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner is a proud sponsor of all Gildner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Gildner Hornets. Soybean growers in Gildner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Gildner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Welcome back to your New Tech Seed pregame show. Rob Osmond with you on our high school game of the week. Right now we're talking with the head coach of the Gildner Hornets, Coach Jeff Ashby. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Got a big game ahead of us today.
Yes, we do. And thanks for having me. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Well, I tell you, you know, and we've been mentioning this the last few weeks, but these games are getting tougher and tougher. And now here you are once again in the quarterfinals, playing a team that's a pretty solid ball club. What have you guys been doing to get ready for the Pawnee City Indians?
Well, we've been pretty adamant about working on defense all week long. They've got a very good option football team down there in Pawnee City, and it creates some problems. And you just got to be able to play assignment football and don't break down your assignments. You know, do what you're supposed to do and not what you think you need to do, and we'll be okay. But, you know, a lot of teams they've played, they haven't stopped them. They're a big playability team. You know, they're not a team that's going to grind it out 4 yards at a time. They're going to get 4 yards here, a couple yards there, and then boom, it's going to be a touchdown. So, if somebody breaks an assignment, so we just got to, you know, take care of what we need to do on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, and I tell you, Coach, you look at the numbers here, and you can see you guys are pretty much parallel in a very high-potent offense and a very stingy defense. This has got to be, to date, one of your toughest challenges this year into the playoff run.
Oh, yes, it is. And it's worked out about the way we figured it would. You know, we figured it would be us, Pawnee, St. Francis, and Howells, you know, in the East. You know, be the four that come out of the East. And, you know, both games tonight are going to be tough for all of us. So it's come to full circle about, you know, preseason and from what we thought it would happen in preseason.
It's just the nature of the beast, and it's all coming together in ahead this afternoon against a pretty tough team. How has your quarterback, Sean Finley, and company been able to prepare and get ready to step up once again?
Well, we get a little bit of a look at what they do against them, a spread offense. Sacred Heart ran some spread against Pawnee City, so we got kind of an idea how to line up, but not totally. You know, they might do some things a little bit different against us to try to stop our option game. So we won't know that until we get into the game and run a few plays and see how they're going to defend it. Then we'll have to make our adjustments from there. But we just, offensively, we've just been preparing, you know, like we do every week. And, you know, add a few things here and there and try to catch them off guard if we need to and let it play out.
What do you think is going to be the strength of this, the Giltner team that's going to be what you hope to be the difference maker against the Indians?
Well, we got to play great defensive football, you know, like we have all year. You know, our varsity, you know, went back and looked, our varsity's only given up 5.8 points per game while they've been in there. So, you know, they've got to do what they've been doing all season long. And obviously it gets tougher as you get through the playoffs because you play better teams. So, you know, it's got to play hard every play, and they can't take a play off, because if you take a play off, it's going to be a touchdown. And on offense, we've got to take care of the football and cut down the penalties. Probably the penalties are the biggest disappointment with our football team at this point. And we got to take care of that. We can't go first and 20 against a team like this.
You know, and one of the strengths of Giltner has been your solid defense. And since you guys have been here before, is there a little bit more of a relaxed atmosphere for your defense? Are your seniors and juniors stepping up and taking control and calming everyone down, getting into these games as they get progressively more difficult?
To the boys the other day, is that we're kind of the veterans of this playoff system. You know, we've been 4 years in a row now, and each year we made it a little bit farther into the finals last year, and so we're kind of the veterans, whereas Pawnee City is, they're new to this. You know, they beat Sacred Heart twice this year for the first time in 24 years, and this is the farthest they've ever been in the playoffs, and so it's new and exciting for them as it was to us a year ago, because they're kind of in the same boat we were a year ago with all that excitement, and the fans are, you know, going crazy and things like that. So their motivation is different than what our motivation is. Our motivation is to win this football game and get another chance to play Howells.
You guys have had a pretty good run in the playoffs so far. You've been able to continue that Giltner Hornet football. What happens when you come up against that brick wall that the Indians perhaps could throw in today? How do you push your kids over that wall, and how do you, you know, prepare them to deal with that adversity that could rear its head tonight?
Well, we prepare them all week and explain to them all week long about how it's not going to be as easy as it was during the regular season. You know, we're not going to always get those big long plays and easy plays that we're accustomed to during the season. You know, you're getting closer and closer to you know, equal teams and equal abilities and things like that. So, you know, on the defensive side of the ball for them, you know, they can stop us and create problems for us. And then we have to be able to adjust and make our adjustments and our blocking schemes. If we have to change those, they've got to be able, ready to do that on the fly. And it's just a chess match. And we just got to, you know, I will explain to them all week, you know, it's not going to be easy. And we're going to have to handle some adversity along the way. And we might have to punt the ball, you know, a few times. So, you know, just got to keep your head in the game. It's a four-quarter game.
You know, we mentioned earlier about how equal you guys and the Indians look on paper as far as strengths on offense, strengths on defense. One of the things that they do, and I guess success breeds success, that's why it's worked for the Hornets and now is working for the Indians, is not only are they going to be able to try to push their multiple option offense on you, they're a team that can throw the ball as well.
Yeah, they run the ball quite a bit. You know, about 85% of the time, but they lull you to sleep on that, and then they've got end up with guys wide open downfield. And so, you know, we've just got to make our reads and pay attention and stay focused in our defensive backfield to make sure we know what's going on. If they make their reads like they're supposed to, they'll know when they're running and when they're passing. So hopefully we can take care of that.
There you go, Coach. And give me an idea of what kind of game you expect to unfold tonight.
You know, it's going to be tough. I think, you know, I've told the boys that, you know, it's going to come down to penalties, turnovers, and two-point conversions. I mean, those are three keys to this ball game. I think it's going to be that close.
All right, Coach. Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck as you continue your run towards Memorial Stadium. And thanks for spending a little bit of time with us.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with starting lineups and the kickoff. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Joyce Agronomics lets us help you grow with channel hybrid seed sales, custom farming, and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce at Joyce Agronomics are proud supporters of the Giltner Hornets.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, welcome back to Giltner for our game of the week. Rob Bonson with you as we prepare for the Giltner Hornets hosting the Pawnee City Indians in this quarterfinal matchup for the 2010 Nebraska State Playoffs. The run to Memorial Stadium passes right through Giltner. And tonight we'll find out who's going to advance to the semifinals. Today's game brought to you by, the pregame is brought to you by, New Tech Seed, your seed yield leader, and by the Village of Giltner, JSGK Catering, Rubber Shaw Insurance, Joyce Agronomics, Delcom, Todd's Body and Glass, the Sitting Bull Saloon, Arby's Farm Supply, Recent Agronomics, B&B Carpet, Hope Home Furnishings, Floor to Ceiling, and Advantage Chevrolet, all proud sponsors of today's game. Glad to have them on board. Glad to have you along with us for this early edition of our game of the week. And as the teams have to travel further, the games get a little bit earlier to give teams a little bit of travel time. The good thing is that it's still daylight for the time being, and the weather could not be much better when you consider where we are in November. It's a beautiful fall day. We've got a little bit of wind blowing out of the south, but otherwise it's a clear and sunny day. Wind will probably not be too much of a factor as it's blowing directly across the field, the east-west field here in Giltner for today's matchup. Well, let's kind of set the stage for the teams. The Pawnee City Indians come into the contest at 9-1 on the season. And as Coach Ashby of Giltner had mentioned to us, they've beaten a pretty solid ball club twice to get here, once to end their season, and once in the opening round of the playoff. That was Fall City Sacred Heart. Their season came to an end at the hands of Pawnee City last week. Pawnee opened up the playoffs against Hampton, and a 6-2 Hampton team came in at a pretty low seed for D2, despite being a very good football team. But Pawnee City took them rather handily, 72-0, and then advanced to last week, where they beat Fall City Sacred Heart by the score of 58-44 in a little bit of a more of a contest than they had perhaps anticipated. Gildner came in as the number two seed here in Class D2, and they opened up against Dorchester, ending Dorchester's season 66-3. And then last week they took on a very highly billed Bloomfield ball club, and Gildner wasted little time erasing any notion of that being much of a contest, as the Hornets cruise to a 52-12 lead, and that gets us to this Elite Eight, where the Hornets are ready to host the Indians. Gildner has been home all postseason. Pawnee City was home up until this week, when they now have made this travel to Gildner and have brought a pretty good booster section and a pretty good crowd along with them. Pawnee City in the regular season, the Indians started off the season with a D1 loss to Johnson Brock, and then coasted through the rest of the season. They did get a forfeit from Meade in their second-to-last game, so effectively they had a bye week just before they got ready for their final game and the run into the playoffs. Gildner comes into the contest a perfect 10-0 under head coach Jeff Ashby. They were last year's state runners-up, and each year that Coach Ashby has gotten them into the playoffs, they have progressively gotten further and further, and the only thing that could complete Coach Ashby's run would be to go all the way to Memorial Stadium and win it this year. This is a very veteran squad for playing football into the playoffs. They did very well and do an excellent job running it up. If there is a complaint against this Hornet team, it's the fact that they have really had a hard time making games out of the competition, if you will. And in fact, they've not been able to allow their varsity starters to play an entire game yet. And so conditioning would become a factor. Coach Ashby says they've been working on it. This team is fired up and ready and has had no problem addressing that issue, and could be tested tonight if the Indians continue the strength of their season tonight. And to do so, the Indians under head coach Mitchell Shepard in his second year have really built up a very solid team. Pawnee City, a very great basketball team, great volleyball teams, and a lot of winning programs down there. But football has not been on the top of their winning list until this year, when they started to put some wins together and started to realize they could win. Now they've got a great bunch of kids and are doing an excellent job and have got into the playoffs this far. And that is a huge testament to Coach Mitchell Shepard. He's done so largely on the mind of Garrett Borcher. He is their quarterback and can actually throw the ball fairly decent as well, but his strength rushing and leading what is a very complex Husker-style oriented option team that we expect to see tonight, and we'll see if Gildner will be able to make the adjustments to it. Borcher has ran for 819 yards on the season. His leading rusher is Thomas Pearson. Pearson has rushed for nearly 900 yards thus far on the season. Has done an excellent job carrying the lion's share of carries for this Indian football club. John Schilling is a junior running back also, and he has picked up just over 500 yards. Their top receiver would have to be Eric Derby, a senior, 6 foot, 185 pounds. He's caught 12 passes for 152 yards, averages 13 yards per catch. Their top tacklers will be Devin Martini. We'll be hearing their name a lot, as well as Garrett Borcher, the quarterback, coming in defensively as well. He's a linebacker on defense, and we will see some great plays from him, no doubt. Taking a look at Gildner, boy, what hasn't or who hasn't gotten Gildner to play well this year? They've done an absolutely fantastic job. You can just throw a dart at the roster, and that person has done some fantastic things. Sean Finley, quarterback, 73% passing efficiency. Eastman rushing has rushed for over 1,300 yards on the season. He's done an absolutely incredible job in the open field, averages 13 yards per carry and about 150 yards per game. They'll definitely need Derek Eastman to step up tonight. Drew Ottweather, rather, is the top receiver for the Hornets. He's got 23 passes for 459 yards, averages about 20 yards per catch. And there was one other stat I wanted to throw in here for Giltner before we head to a break. Derek Eastman leads the scorers for Giltner, and it should come as no surprise that with Eastman's, let's see, how many touchdowns has Eastman run? I need to see that. Well, he has amassed 228 points, averaging 25 points by himself on the season, and that speaks volumes for the offense of the Giltner Hornets. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break down this matchup and see what's coming up. We've got a lot of great football coming up here this afternoon. Glad to have you along. We'll take a quick break, come right back, and get right to it. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5. KLIQFM.com.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
4.5. Well, welcome back. Good afternoon again to you from Giltner. Rob Osmond with you as we await the Pawnee City Indians taking on the Giltner Hornets on a beautiful day for playoff football. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Time now for our starting lineups for the ball game tonight. The Pawnee City Indians under head coach Mitchell Shepard will break out. Garrett Borcher is a 5'11 junior, 200 pounds. He is the quarterback. He's also the linebacker for the Indians. Thomas Pearson is a 5'9 senior, 170 pounds. He'll be your tailback and defensive back. John Schilling comes into the ball game, 5'8, 175 pound junior as the halfback. He'll alternate with Devin Martini. Martini, as the linebacker, is a sophomore, 5'11, 180 pounds, top tackler for the Pawnee City Indians. Eric Derby will be on the end. Eric Derby is a 6-foot senior, 185 pounds. Justin Packett will be the end on the other side. Packett is a 5'10 senior, 170 pounds. Your front line looks like this. Mike Marr and Eric Osborne will handle the guards. Marr is a 6'2 senior, 225 pounds. Osborne is a 6'2 junior, 215 pounds. They'll both be defensive ends as well. Derek Gira will be the center for that Pawnee City line. Gira is a 6'2 senior, 235 pounds. Also, the nose tackle for Pawnee City. For Giltner, their starting lineup under head coach Jeff Ashby. Anchoring that big front line will be Nick Hendricks. He is a 5'10, 242-pound senior. His guards, Trevor Poppins, a 6'2, 183-pound junior. And Logan Rath on the other guard is a 6'4, 228-pound junior defensive end as well. Luke Richards will be the wide receiver. Drew Ott is a tight end. Sean Finley, your quarterback. The running backs, Gabe Harmon and Derek Eastman. That's your starting lineup for the Giltner Hornets. We will take a quick break. Come right back with football. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harb's FarmSupply.com for more information.
Joyce Agronomics lets us help you grow with channel hybrid seed sales, custom farming, and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce at Joyce Agronomics are proud supporters of the Giltner Hornets.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we are all set for football this afternoon on The Breeze. Glad to have you along. Welcome those of you joining us via the internet at KLIQFM.com. Drop us an email. Let us know where you're listening from. Always glad to have you tuning in via the internet as well, whether you're in your car or tuning in on the radio as well at 94.5. Great football action tonight. The Giltner Hornets won the toss, have elected to defer to the second half, so they will be putting the boot into or across the wind. Wind, again, out of the south. So really just a crosswind for these ball clubs. Pawnee City in their black pants, white tops, red helmets. Giltner wearing their white and orange pants, black tops with the orange lettering. And we are just about underway. Both squads on the field. Back to receive for Pawnee City, Eric Derby and Thomas Pearson will toe the line on the goal line. Hornets have yet to place the ball, getting some last-minute instruction from coaching. Looks like Ryan Clyer is probably going to be the putting the boot to it, as he'll run the tee out now to the 30-yard line. Make the spot. We'll be getting underway. Got a good crowd on hand. Both bands here, and boy, it's just playoff football. Everyone's ready to see who's going to go on to the semifinals, and that'll be coming up our way next week. Can't believe how fast the season is going by. This ball game just about underway. Clyer about ready to put the boot to it. And up in the air, crowd in anticipation, and we are underway. Short end-over-end kick going to go to the up man, John Schilling. Schilling's going to roll it around to the left side before Gilman makes a quick wrap, and the box going to be dropped just shy of the 21-yard line. Schilling had thought he was going to get a little bit of running room, but the Hornets quick to wrap up. So Pawnee City will have it first and 10, just shy of the 20-yard line. Giltner now will go with three down. The big guy in the middle is Austin Dotson, 302 pounds for the Hornets. Shotgun formation. Fortier calls the shots for the Indians. In motion was Schilling. Borcher's going to keep it himself. He's going to run around. Almost wrapped up in the backfield by Dotson. Dotson got great penetration, but Borcher will go nowhere around the right side and did well to get back to the line of scrimmage. So no gain for the Indians on first down. Brings up second down and 10. The Hornets defense swarming on that one. When the Hornets swarm, you know it's going to, it could be a very long day. Dotson got some good penetration. Now Borcher's going to go under center in the I formation. He's going to keep it. Now pitch to the left side. It's going to be bobbled and then picked off in mid-flight by Trevor Poppin. Poppin comes up from the end and picks it off after it bounced off the running back, and he's got it wrapped up and returns it to about the 5-yard line. So Giltner will take the first. Second play from scrimmage, a pitch from Borcher that bounced off the running back into the hands of Trevor Poppin, and Poppin almost put that one in for a 6, and now Giltner will take it on offense. After the turnover, Finley's going to call his own number, try to get up the middle. Not much of a gain there. Hornets trying for a quick strike off the turnover. Great job by Trevor Poppin to get the ball, and now Giltner on top, or in possession, rather. Ball spotted at about the 6-yard line. Sean Finley shotgun formation, has Eastman in the backfield, rolls to his left, shot fit, keeps it himself, takes a couple of pops, balls forward for about a yard, got just about to the 5-yard line. Finley will pick up one. And it'll be third down now and 5 to go for Gildner, and a shocking start to the ball game that goes Gildner's way, and it'd be Gildner now spreading things out. Ott in the slot position, Finley in the shotgun. Eastman now, Ott's in motion, give to Eastman. Eastman cuts her on the right side, takes a little bit of a slide tackle, but Shuttle steps in for the touchdown. Derek Eastman runs one in from 5 yards out. And scores for the Hornets off the turnover. And Gildner makes a nice, takes advantage of the turnover, runs it in for 6. Eastman just rolled to his right, sidestep once, took a one shot and bounced off it and ran right into the end zone for the touchdown. Now going for 2. Finley pitches to Eastman. Eastman cuts behind a blocker. It's going to be short. So it's no good, but Gildner strikes first. And with 10 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter, Gildner's on top, 6-0. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with the Hornet kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIN.com.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Gildner Hornets, soybean growers in Gildner.
Gildner Hornets strike first, get a touchdown after the turnover, and are up 6-0 early in the ballgame. Pawnee City now back to receive one more time. It'll be Eric Derby and Thomas Pearson back, and the ball will blow off the tee before Ryan Clyer can put the boot to it. He'll tee it back up, and we'll get started one more time here. Pawnee City now will begin their second possession. Here comes Clyer now, puts the boot to it for hard kick. It's going to go long, and it's going to be caught on the fly by Derby. Derby runs around to the right side, has a little bit of running room before he's ran and pushed out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. So 5 yards better is the starting position for the Indians. 10:05 to go here in the first quarter. Gildner on top, 6-0. Second look now at this offense from the Indians. Borcher climbs under center in the backfield. He's got Thomas Pearson. Borcher pitches to Pearson, rolls to his left now, trying to get around the corner. Does so, has the first down, and much more. He's to the 35, the 30, and he's going to run out of bounds at Gildner's 25-yard line. Nice scamper. 35-yard gain for Thomas Pearson. Once he got that corner, he had nothing but daylight before he was ran down by the Hornets. And now Gildner's going to have to dig in on defense. Ball now on the 26-yard line of Gildner. I formation. Borcher gives to the first man through. The fullback is going to get through and into the backfield before he's going to be hauled down by Luke Richards. Eric Derby on the carry will pick up about 7 yards. Check that was going to be Schilling. That ran for 7. Now we're around the right side as Pearson flag comes flying in. Pearson rolled around his right side and got hauled down. One of Coach Ashby's of Gildner's concerns was the amount of penalties, and this will be our first one, and it's going to be holding on the Indians. So a sigh of relief from the Gildner side, and we'll back up the Indians now. It'll be second down and about 14 to go. Ball spotted at the Hornet 30-yard line after the infractions marched off. So second down, 14 to go for the Indians. Borcher now under center, I formation. Pitch over on the left side, and once again getting the angle. Pearson makes some good cuts, and he's going to be hauled down from behind, but not before he gets down to the 5-yard line. 19-yard scamper for Pearson. Pearson, two carries, already over 50 yards. That runs 19 yards, and it'll be first and goal now for the Indians. Spread formation, Borcher. High snap over his head, running back again, and Gildner giving pursuit, but Borcher's going to get back to it. That's going to be a huge loss for the Indians. The snap way up and over Borcher's head, and the ball comes to a rest at about the 26-yard line. It'll be second down and goal from the 26 for the Indians. A big hole to come out of, and Gildner may have caught a little bit of a break there. We'll have to batten down the hatches. I'll tell you, Pearson coming around that left side, he's picking up some big blocks and getting those big yards, and they're definitely going to have to work on now. Schilling's in the backfield, and movement from Eric Derby on the Indians is going to result in 5 more yards to the negative for Pawnee City. So now second and goal just became second and a long way to go. Ball spotted on the 31-yard line of the Hornets. Same spread formation, Schilling in the backfield, Borcher under center. Garrett Borcher takes the handoff, goes back to pass. Lots of time, rolls over to the right side, into the flats, in and out of the hands of Devin Martini. And Martini watched it. He had to go up for it. It would have been a short gain to begin with, but they were able. The ball just slid right through it. And that'll bring up third and goal now for the Indians. Ball is on the 26. Some costly penalties and a bad snap got the Indians in trouble here. Third down, Schilling in the backfield. Fake handoff, back to pass, and a shuttle pass right over the middle to Pearson. Pearson's going to be ran down from behind by Logan Rath, and it'll be a gain of about 8. Logan Rath ran down Pearson, and it'll be fourth down. Ball spotted at the 27-yard line of the Hornets. Indians going to be going for it. Pitch over to the right side. Looks like Pearson wants to pass it after he took the pitch, and he's going to be hauled down by Trevor Poppin for a big loss. Trevor Poppin has come up big defensively twice for the Hornets, and now Gildner will take over on the loss of downs. And with 7:33 to go, Gildner will have the ball on their own 34-yard line. We've got a timeout, Pawnee City. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
7:33 to go in the first quarter here in Gildner, where the Hornets hang on to a 6-0 lead. Two big defensive plays that turn things around for Gildner as they'll take over the ball now for their second possession from their own 34-yard line. Sean Finley now from the shotgun. He's got Eastman and Harmon with him. The give is going to go around the right side. It'll be Harmon slipping some tackles. Back and free. Harmon is to the 10. The 5 touchdown. Gabe Harmon broke some tackles and runs it in 46 yards. Oh, 46-yard touchdown run for Gabe Harmon brings this game a two-score lead for the Hornets. They waste little time punching that one in. Harmon rolled around to the right side, broke some tackles, busted it up, and then slipped through, found himself with nothing but daylight, and hustles it in from 46 yards out. Absolutely good blocking downfield for Harmon. And now the Hornets will line up and go for two. Eastman now will call the shot. He's going to call it and run it around the right side. Look for the corner. He'll get this one. Two-point conversion is good. 14-0 is your score. The Hornets on top. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Football on the 4.5 KLIQFM.com.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You wouldn't have thought a game could go like this, but the Giltner Hornets on top, 14-0 with 7:22 to go in the first quarter. Eastman made a 5-yard run after Trevor Poppin picked up the pitch off the running back of the Indians to make it 6-0. And then Gabe Harmon just busted a 46-yard touchdown. Eastman scooted in the two-point conversion, and it's 14-0. High kick from Clyer, picked up by Pearson. Pearson runs to his right. He's going to be hauled down quickly, right at about the 15-yard line. Good coverage, good tackles all the way around for Giltner. The Hornets now will break out the defense one more time. Up 14-0. Indians now with 7:17 to go. Have the ball on their own 15 now. Running on the right side is Borcher. Borcher slipped a couple tackles and is going to be close to the first down. Second effort might actually give it to them. We'll see what kind of spot they get. And they'll have that first down. 10-yard carry for Garrett Borcher. We'll give a new set of downs to the Indians. It's their first down. Borcher now makes the give to the fullback. Schilling tries to go, and he's going to be met by that wall of Hornets. And may have lost a couple yards on the play. Schilling, they'll back him up 1 yard. It'll be second down and 11 as the Hornets dug in on that one. Borcher now under center, I formation, everyone in tight. Pitch over to the right side. It's going to be carried and then knocked out of bounds. Devin Martini took the pitch. And got back to the original line of scrimmage. Martini. Lucky to get back the one. Good pursuit, good defensive angling by Trevor Poppin. He's really come up big on that left end position for the Hornets. Martini winds up wide on the right side. Borcher now, shotgun formation. Now back in his back pocket will be Derby. Derby will take the pitch, and he's going to lose a couple yards. Great defensive pursuit. Luke Richards able to back him up and drop him back for a loss. And so it'll be fourth down now and 12 to go, and it'll be a punt formation for the Indians. Back to do the punting is Mike Barr. He's a 6'2 senior standing on his own 10-yard line. Snap is up. It's going to be picked up, and it's going to be bouncing out of bounds. Kyle Hawthorne will watch it go, and Giltner will take over with the ball on about the, looks like, 16-yard line. Ball Ball going to be spotted on the 16-yard line for Giltner. With 5:44 to go in the first quarter. Giltner now third time on offense. First two resulted in touchdowns. Finley now from the shotgun. Eastman to his right. Gives to Eastman. Eastman cuts up the middle, breaks a couple tackles, tries to go inside now, and he's going to pick up a gain of about three. He'll reach the 20-yard line. It'll be second down and about seven to go for Eastman, or for the Hornets, rather. Indian defense now got to be digging in. It'll be Harmon and Eastman in the backfield. Ott is on the far side of the field. Shotgun formation, Finley. Looks right, throws left, picks up Luke Richards. Richards has the ball in his hands, takes some steps, drops it. Flag is on the play, but the Indians got the ball after the fumble as Richards coughs it up. We'll see what the penalty is, but all indications are that the Indians will pick up this ball. No indication on what the flag is, so Giltner fumbles now, and Pawnee City will take over with 5 minutes to go. Ball spotted on the 39-yard line of Giltner. Check that, 29-yard line of Giltner. Right up the middle now, Fletcher slides around to the right side, dives forward, has a first down, and then some. All down now to about the 15-yard line. Fletcher will pick up 15 yards on the carry just by calling his own number. Ball on the 15-yard line. New set of down for the Indians. Excellent opportunity. After the Giltner fumble, here's Burcher. Burcher gives to Schilling. Schilling rolls around to the right side. He'll be hauled down by Poppin and company before everyone else can close it in. Austin Dotson, rather, will haul him down from behind. It'll be a gain of about three. Second down, seven. Wide to the left side goes Justin Packett for the Indians. Along with him is Devin Martini. Borcher now. In motion is Eric Derby, all on the left side. Pitch goes to the left side. Pearson takes it, and he's going to be stopped and popped and dropped at about inside the 10-yard line. Gain of about four. That'll bring up third down and about four. Waiting for the yard marker to move. We do have a penalty on the field. That's what the holdup is. So this one's going to be coming back, it looks like. And the Indians are backing up. We'll see what that penalty was all about. It's going to be a false start, so the play never actually started. It'll be second down now, once again, and about 13 to go. Pawnee City now out of the shotgun is Borcher. Pearson is left. Schilling is right. Pearson now in motion. The give is to, no, Borcher's going to keep it himself. Fooled nobody. And Borcher did well to get back to the line of scrimmage, if at all. He'll pick up like three on the carry. And it'll bring up third down and about 11 to go. Third down and 11. For the Indians, Giltner now one more time digging in here. They caught a big break the last time the Indians drove down this far with the snap going over Borcher's head. Pearson will be in the backfield, Borcher under center. Wide to the right, Darby and Schilling. Pitch around to Pearson, goes around the right side, tries to get the corner down, and it's going to be a short game. Good job defensively. As the Hornets make the nice read, and Pearson will pick up about 2 yards is all on the play. It'll be fourth down, about nine to go. Ball just inside the 15-yard line, on the 14, we'll call it. Fourth down and 9 on the 14 for the Indians. Borcher is under center all alone. In motion is Pearson. Back to pass. Borcher looking left, and he's going to be hit. And now he's going to try to run it. He's got a lot of room, and he's going to be inside the 5 and about the 2 or 3 yard line before he's going to be knocked out of bounds. The Hornets had him in the backfield, hit, but could not bring him down. And Borcher scrambles away to his left, picks up the first down, and the ball's going to be on about the 4 yard line. So Garrett Borcher saves the day for the Indians so far. First and goal, ball on the 4 yard line for the Indians. Borcher under center, eye formation. Pearson dots the eye. Borcher keeps it. Rolls to his right, stops, keeps it himself after the fake pitch. Still on his feet, still driving, still pushing, still working his way in the end zone, and a touchdown for the Indians. Pawnee City, off the second, third, and fourth effort from Garrett Borcher, gets on the scoreboard from 4 yards. Garrett Borcher fakes the pitch, keeps it himself, and just bulldozed his way into the end zone. And now the Indians will go for 2 on a series that you just knew that the Indians had to do something right here before the game got too far out of control. Now going for 2 in the I formation. Borcher works the option well, fakes the pitch, goes to pass. Throw is just into the hands, diving effort. Justin Packett makes the catch in the flat on the left side, drags it down. It looked like Gildner was going to knock it away, but it's a good 2-point conversion after a 4-yard touchdown run for Pawnee City. It's 14-8. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with a kickoff. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
A fabulous effort yesterday. Let's keep it going today. All of us in Donovan are rooting you on. Enjoy this time. From B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, go Hornets!
Joyce Agronomics lets us help you grow with channel hybrid seed sales, custom farming, and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce at Joyce Agronomics are proud supporters of the Giltner Hornets.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Giltner High School. 14-8 is our score. Giltner scored the first 14. Pawnee City just answered with an 8-point score. 6 from Borcher and 4 yards out. And then the 2-point conversion pass, good, from Borcher to Packett. And we've got 14-8. And now Pawnee City about to kick off. 2:14 to go in the first quarter. A play back to kick will be Mike Marr of Pawnee City, and they've got a look of onside kick. I'm telling you, they're all around the ball. Here's the shot. The kick is going to be short, and it's going to sail out of bounds. So the Hornets will get good field position to get started after this. Hornets had the good hands people in as the kickoff formation for the Indians reeked of an onside kick. And now I think they're going to back him up, make him kick it again. Now they'll kick from the 25-yard line as Coach Ashby wants to play field position. So they'll line up and do it once again. Backed up now to the 25-yard line where the kickoff will be back from. It'll be Kyle Hawthorne back deep along with Luke Richards. Here comes the kick now from Marr. It's a squib end over end. Richards is going to handle it now. He's going to cut to his left side, spins at about the 30-yard line, still alive, still going, and he's going to be hauled down at the 25. So Giltner will take over on the 25-yard line with 2:08 to go in the first quarter. Hornets fumbled their last trip downfield here after scoring the first two series. Findlay now from the shotgun, gives over to the right, no, keeps it himself, fakes the pitch, now rolls around the right side, has some daylight, past the 40, 35, 30, each to the 25, he's going to go into the end zone, virtually untouched, touchdown! And then a late hit. Finley got popped right at the end of the play for no good reason from Garrett Borcher, and the flag comes flying on the cheap shot. So Gildner gets the run. A 50-yard run for Sean Finley. We'll get the score. Unsportsmanlike conduct is the call. And it'll be enforced, I imagine, on the kickoff. And right now, a little bit of a talking to being given to this Indian ball club by the referee. It'll be enforced on the kickoff. So Gildner now is going to be going for two here, as Ashby wants to talk about it, as the indication made it look like it was unsportsmanlike conduct on Gildner, but the official simply pointing that it was going to be assessed on the kickoff. And no, they're going to call offsetting unsportsmanlike conduct. So Gildner will not get it. Ashby unhappy out there. Now the Gildner squad's getting a little talking to. Things getting nice and physical down there. Solid football, but you got to keep it between the whistles. Going for two now are the Hornets. Finley in the shotgun, rolls to his right, fakes it, makes the last second pitch to Harmon. Harmon will have to dodge and will not get down. Good coverage by Derek Gira to bring that to an end. That two-point conversion, no good. 20-8 is our score. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ-FM.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora. Go Hornets!
Are you ready for a great deal?
There's nothing more American than football. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Actually, a 55-yard touchdown run by Sean Findlay. And I think the call is going to be on Finley, who hesitated just before he crossed into the end zone, and that's what's going to back up Gildner on the kickoff. So now the kickoff coming from the 15-yard line of the Hornets, and the ball will blow off the tee one more time before Cryer can put a boot to it. And we'll get set up. Back to return now. Eric Darby and Thomas Pearson for the Indians. 20-8 is our score. 1:55 to go. Ryan Clyer set the kickoff for the Hornets. Hand comes down. Foot goes up. Ball goes downfield, and it'll be Darby picking it up at the 15-yard line. He's to the 20, 25 on the left side. Gets across midfield, 45, 40, and it's going to be hauled down at about the 25-yard line. Great return by Darby up the left side, and the Hornets looked a little caught off guard by that. No, they're going to say he was out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Called the 46. Where Pawnee City will take over with 1:47 to go. 44-yard line. 34-yard line, rather. Long pitch to Pearson. Pearson on the right side gets hit in the backfield by Trevor Poffin. Falls forward to about the 33. Gain of about two for Pearson. Call it one after the spot. It'll be second down and nine for Pawnee City. Good crowd on hand this afternoon. Always nice to see that. Beautiful day for football. Borcher's going to be under center. He's got two to the right. He's got John Schilling. In the backfield, in motion, is Eric Darby. give to Schilling now. Up the left side, going to be hauled down by Trevor Poppin and company after a gain of about three or four. It'll bring up third down and six. After the short gain from John Schilling, good penetration by that Giltner defense, anchored by the big guy, Austin Dawson, 5'10", 302 pounds, working that nose tackle to perfection for the Hornets, as he has been all season long. Third down, seven. Orchard now is in the shotgun, has Pearson to his right. Schilling's on the near side of the field out there. Option goes up the middle. Borcher keeps it himself. He'll have the first down. Runs around the left side. He's to the 10, 5, and in for the touchdown. Garrett Borcher from the 33 makes his second touchdown of the afternoon for Pawnee City. He faked the option, and then, boy, just saw nothing but daylight. Cuts back up and rolled around to the opposite side of the play. It originally looked like it was going to the right. He cuts up left, gets the sideline, gets the touchdown for Pawnee City. Back in the shotgun now. Borcher going for two. Pearson in motion. Borcher now looking to pass. Under pressure now. Now he'll make a late throw as the defender had given up on Thomas Pearson. Pearson flips into the end zone and gets the catch. Just a flick from Borcher, and that's a big two-point conversion for Pawnee City. With 21 seconds to go in the first quarter, Giltner on top, 20-16. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Design life. Begin here at Floor to Ceiling. Countertops, cabinetry, every kind of flooring. Whatever you imagine for your home, our showroom has it all. Floor to Ceiling. Design life. Begin here. West Highway 30, Grand Island.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Couple of scores to pass along to you. Grand Island Central Catholic 7, Ogallala nothing. That's starting the third quarter. Brayton 20, Alma 7. That's in the fourth quarter. We're 20-16 here in Giltner. Pawnee City about to kick off. After their touchdown, a long run by quarterback Garrett Borcher. Marr lines up, kicks it away, and it's going to go down deep into the right side, picked up by Kyle Hawthorne. Hawthorne works his way across the 20-20, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds. And did he cough it up? No, just good coverage by the Indians on the pop. So Giltner will start off at their ball was on the 19-yard line. Seconds to go in the first quarter. Giltner under center. Or check that. In the shotgun is Findlay. In motion is Harmon. Harmon will take a sweep around the left side. Try to pick up a block. Hits the corner, and he's going to be running out of bounds. Still going. Gets the first down and about five more before he's going to be ridden out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. 34-yard line. Spotted 14-yard run for Gabe Harmon. He's had two big runs now for the Hornets, one of 46 for a touchdown, and that one picks up 14. And that'll bring an end to the first quarter of play. We'll go to a break. We'll come right back with second quarter action. Your score, the Giltner Hornets 20, Pawnee City Indians 16. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
A fabulous effort yesterday. Let's keep it going today. All of us in Donovan are rooting you on. Enjoy this time. From B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, go Hornets.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ball the 34-yard line. Derek Eastman takes the carry. He's across midfield. He's got open field to the end. One man to beat. And they're going to bring him down. Oh, touchdown. Touchdown, Derek Eastman. The officials conferred. He was hauled down right at the line, but got the nose of the ball across. So the first play in the second quarter results in a touchdown, 46-yard touchdown for Derek Eastman. Eastman scores his second touchdown of the ball game, and Giltner wasting no time. You gotta love eight-man football. There's the importance of open field tackles could not be emphasized enough. Eastman rolled around, came up the middle, and they made a nice little run over to his left, caught the sideline, and he was gone. One guy to beat, and it was Garrett Borcher, and Borcher hauled him down, but the nose of the ball must have got across the end zone. Going for two now. Eastman takes it up the middle. He's going to try to drive his way in. No indication from the officials yet. Now they give it to him. So Giltner converts on the two-point conversion. We got ourselves a heck of a ball game here, folks. 28-16 is our score. Giltner on top and set the kickoff. We'll take another break. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A lot of scoring going on here in Giltner as the Hornets answer back with another touchdown. We've had touchdowns in the last four series from both these squads. 28-16 is your score. Giltner on top. Second quarter action. 11:49 to go in the first half. Giltner about to kick it off. It'll be Ryan Clyer teeing it up at the 30-yard line. Hand is up in the air. Back to receive is Pearson. And Derby, it'll be Pearson from inside the 5-yard line. Rolls around to his right side. Picks up the corner before he's going to be shouldered out of bounds by the Hornets. Good hustle there by Ryan Clyer and Trevor Poppin. And it'll be spotted. Ball's going to be spotted at about the 20-yard line, where Pawnee City will take over with 11:43 to go in the half. Borchers under center. Gives to Schilling. Schilling comes through the left side. He's going to be caught and wrapped up, but not before racking up about an 11-yard run. His helmet came off at the end of the play as a result of a pretty tough tackle. It'll be a 12-yard gain for Schilling. And a new set of downs for the Indians. Ball spotted now at the 32-yard line. Everyone in tight. Borcher under center. Garrett Borcher now, and then a run up, and a little bit too anxious was John Schilling to come up for the break, and those are costly penalties. If he had just broke to the right and kept on running, they'd have thought he was going to be in motion and everything would have been okay. But he came up realizing that he'd made the mistake, and it'll be first and 15 for the Indians. Ball now backed up to the 27-yard line of the Indians. Borcher now under center. Schilling and Pearson in the backfield. I formation. Pearson dots the I. Schilling gets it around the right side, runs it off the guard, and he's going to be back just past the original line of scrimmage. About a 6-yard carry for Schilling, and his helmet came off again. It'll be second down and about 8 to go. For the Indians now, who scored on their last three possessions. Run up the right side will gain about 2 or 3 yards off the quick carry. By Martini. It'll be third down and 5, long 5, short 6 for the Indians. I formation, Borcher under center. Calling the shot. Long count. Borcher around the right side, keeps it himself. High tackle brought down at about midfield, short of the first down. Tough tackle popping in on the stop, along with him, Logan Rath, and it'll be fourth down and about 2 to go. A little bit more than 2 yards to go, and they're going for it right at midfield. Here's Borcher. First give through is Schilling. Schilling has the first down, and he's going to be tackled after he picked up about 10 yards on the carry. Schilling made a nice run, got into open territory quick, gets the first down, another set of downs for the Indians, and they're driving now in Gildner territory. Ball at about the 29-yard line. Borcher under center. Back to pass. Garrett Borcher goes downfield, caught in between defenders. Touchdown, Eric Derby. Derby was right between Findlay and Hawthorne and somehow came up with it. But hold your tickets, folks. Got a flag on the play. And it's going to be on Gildner, so the touchdown's going to stand. So a 30-yard touchdown pass to Derby. And as we stand now, the Indians will be going for 2. It's 28-22. Penalty will be enforced on the kickoff, but right now, the Indians trying to put some points on the board. Looking for 2. Borcher goes to his right, keeps it himself, and he's going to have the corner, and I think he got it. He did. Pushed out right at about the pylon. The Hornets trying to run the length of it and ran out of real estate. And Borcher gets it across. It's 28-24. Gildner still holds the lead, but the Indians have found a way to score. 9:18 to go. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora. Go Hornets!
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
9:18 to go in the first half, 28-24. Giltner on top after the penalty. Pawnee City will be kicking off from the Giltner 45. A very short kick forthcoming for Pawnee City. Putting it down will be Mike Marr. Hornets watching for that onside kick, and truthfully, Pawnee City has really not much to lose at this point. Even if Gildner gets it back, and it is an onside kick rolling around, ball bounces off a Pawnee City player before it went 10 yards. So Gildner will take over with the ball in great field position after they march off the penalty here. Drew Ott towering above the official out there will, as captain, will make the call for Gildner. It's not much of a thought process behind it. They're going to try to march it downfield. So the ball will be spotted at the 26-yard line, where Giltner will take over. 9:18 to go in the first half. Giltner on top, but by 4 points, the importance of those extra two-point conversions. Back to pass now. Finley's going deep on the right side, overthrows Gabe Harmon. Harmon had about three steps on the nearest defender, Justin Packett of the Indians, but the ball just out of his reach. And that's the first time that Finley's gone to the air. Harmon, the intended receiver, but the ball just out of his reach. It'll be second down and 10. Ball on the 26-yard line of the Hornets. Finley in the shotgun position. Gibbs going to be to Eastman. Eastman's going to make his way right up the middle and will pick up about two or three on the carry. So Eastman will make it third down and 7 for the Hornets. Ott on the right side. Richards is left, and we're going to get a timeout on the field. I think Coach Ashby wants a quick timeout for Giltner. 8:37 to go in the first half. The Hornets on top, 28-24. We'll be back with more football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Design life. Begin here at Floor to Ceiling. Countertops, cabinetry, every kind of flooring. Whatever you imagine for your home, our showroom has it all. Floor to Ceiling. Design life. Begin here. West Highway 30, Grand Island.
There's nothing more American than football. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got some more scores to pass your way. Grand Island Central Catholic still 7-0 over Ogallala in the third quarter there. Creighton 20, Alma 7-0 late in the fourth. Hastings St. Cecilia is up 7-0 over Crofton in the first quarter. It's 28-24 here in Giltner, the Hornets. On top of the Pawnee City Indians, Rob Onson with you. Beautiful day for football here in Giltner. Hornets have the ball, third down, 7 to go. Shotgun formation, Sean Finley takes it. Back to pass, this time quick pass to left side. Otto has the first down at midfield and a couple of more. About a 13-yard pass to Ott from Finley. Had a lot of poise in the pocket. Finley saw Ott wide open, catches at midfield. It'll be first and 10 now for the Hornets. Shotgun formation, Eastman and Harmon in the backfield. Eastman rolls around the left side, picks up some blocks, cuts back up, runs forward for a gain of about 6, maybe 7. 6-yard carry for Eastman on the left side. He did a good job reading his blocks. Second down and a long 4 to go for the Hornets now. It'll be Finley. Now in the I formation of the Hornets, Ott is the fullback under center. The give to Eastman. Eastman plows forward, and he's going to be short of the first down. He'll pick up about 2 on the carry. And that'll bring up third down and call it 4 to go for the Hornets. Harmon back in the ballgame for Giltner. Ball is at the 34-yard line of the Indians. Shotgun formation for Finley. Harmon in motion. Rolling to the right side now. And keeping it will be Finley. He's going to be short of the first down. He's going to be short, but only by about a yard or half a yard, depending on the spot. Yeah, less than about a half a yard. And quick to the line now was Giltner. Rushed to the line, and then Giltner's going to real quick call another timeout. So 6:51 to go, 28-24 your score. Fourth and short coming up You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5, KLQFM.com.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Joyce Agronomics lets us help you grow with channel hybrid seed sales, custom farming, and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce at Joyce Agronomics are proud supporters of the Giltner Hornets.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Giltner. Rob Austin with you. It's fourth down, less than a yard to go for Giltner. Trying to keep the drive alive. Otten Harmon on the far side. Lining up on the left side, Luke Richards. Shotgun, Sean Finley. In the backfield, Eastman. Eastman gets the carry. He'll have the first down right up the middle, right into the heart of that Indian defense, and will pick up 5 yards on the carry. So the chains move for the Hornets with 6:46 to go in the first half. Giltner on top by 4, 28-24, but a new set of downs. Ball now on the 25-yard line of the Indians. Shotgun formation, in motion. Harmon back to pass. Having some pressure, and he's going to run it himself. Finley is going to have the first down. And the ball is going to be just shy of the 10-yard line. They're going to spot it at about the 12. So Sean Finley was back to pass, got some pressure. And it'll be first and 10 for Giltner with the ball on the 12. Now back to pass, wing over to the left side. Picked up Richards. Richards will have the catch and will fall forward. A gain of about 5 after they'll spot it. Call it 4. Sean Finley showing some poise in the pocket there, but he swings it over quick to the left side. Picks up Richards. And now they'll line up. Finley from the shotgun. Give to Eastman. No. Yep, Eastman has it on the right side, and he just runs into that big wall. Derek Giro was there for the Indians and backed him up. He had help from Eric Derby, and Eastman was going nowhere. Got back to the line of scrimmage. Third down. 6 to go for the Hornets. Ball just inside the 10-yard line. Call it the 9. To pass. Over to the right side. Screen pass to Eastman. He cuts off. Gets traffic. Gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Giltner. Derek Eastman takes the screen pass. Cuts off. And gets the score from 9 yards out. A touchdown pass from Sean Finley of 9 yards. And Giltner back on the board. We'll be going for 2 here. 34-24. Coach Ashby talking to the pregame show about how important these 2-point conversions are. Finley pitches to the right to Eastman. Eastman's going to make a pass. Wide open and unattended was Gabe Harmon. Harmon, wide open, sitting all alone, eating donuts in the back of the field, and the ball came flying or lobbed at him from Eastman. So a 2-point conversion gives Giltner a 36-24 lead with 5:05 to go in the first half. You're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
A fabulous effort yesterday. Let's keep it going today. All of us in Donovan are rooting you on. Enjoy this time. From B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, go Hornets!
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora, go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
5:05 to go in Giltner. Now the entire field coated in a shadow. Lights are on. A beautiful night for football, though. Thanks for joining us, by the way. Welcome all of you listening on the web. Now we have a listener from Indian Wells, California, tuning in. Glad to have you along. Thanks for letting us know you're listening. 36-24 is our score. Giltner on top. Ryan Clyer puts the boot to it, end over end. Thomas Pearson takes it on the right side from about the 5-yard line. He's got some running room. He makes it to about the 30-yard line before Giltner, able to wrap him down. In on the tackle was Ryan Clyer again. Clyer comes flying down there in that kicker position and makes him tackle. It's the second time he's made a kickoff tackle. It'll be first and 10. Ball spotted on about the 40-yard line with 4:59 to go. Pawnee City. Looks like Borcher changed the play at the line. Everyone's in tight. I formation. Schilling. It's an end around. Flag comes flying down. I think we're going to get a holding call. Derby came from that end position, took the handoff, and didn't fool anyone. Loss of two on the play, and we'll see what the flag is all about. I think we got a holding call. It looked like Justin Packett may have been right in the back of Giltner, and that's indeed the case. So a bad play about to get a lot worse for the Indians. Indians backpedaling, and the ball's going to be spotted at about the 29. Are make up a 19-yard line. Got to remember, it's an 80-yard field here. All right, so here we go. First and 22 for the Indians. Under center is Borcher. Borcher makes the give to Schilling. Schilling's going to bounce around to the right side, pick up one, maybe two. And that'll bring up second down and the horizon for the Indians. Pawnee City down by 12. Eight-man football at its finest right here in the quarterfinal. Borcher back to pass. Has some pressure. Pass is let off quite early. Pressure came in from Nick Hendricks of Giltner, and Borcher had to rush it, and the ball bounced away harmlessly, but it'll be third down and 20 to go for the Indians. Harmon comes back in the ball game. Shotgun formation, everybody wide for the Indians. All alone in the backfield, Borcher back to pass. Getting good pressure, and Gabe Harmon flips the tackle, comes in for a big shot. Gabe Harmon came rifling in and was in Borcher's face and had the wrap before anyone knew what was going on. A huge sack, Gabe Harmon. It always looks odd to me when Gabe Harmon comes in at 5'6", 145, and replaces the 5'10", 302-pound Austin Dotson, but Harmon's got some speed and zip back there. It'll be fourth and forever for the Indians, and they'll be back to punt for the second time tonight. It'll be Mike Marr handling the kicking. High, end over end, crosses midfield, bounces to about the 40, and watching it go out of bounds at about the 27-yard line where Giltner will take over after the Pawnee City punt. So 3:27 to go in the half. Giltner has the ball on their own 27-yard line. Leading 36-24. Just picking up listeners left and right. California seems to be the hot spot tonight, tuning in on Giltner. Eastman now is your quarterback for the Hornets. He's going to take the snap from the Wildcats and work his way around the left side. He'll have the first down near midfield to about the 39. Eastman picks up 12 yards on the carry and moves the chains for Giltner. Clock now at 3:21. Giltner quick back to the line. Chains are reset. Clock continues, but Giltner stepping it up. Eastman now again in motion is Harmon. And we got a twitch on the center for Giltner, so that's going to back things up for this Hornet ball club. You saw the center double snap. He just kind of twitched it a little bit. And we'll back up Giltner 5 yards. It'll be first and 15 for the Hornets. Ball spotted at about the 34-yard line now. Clock continues running now. Giltner takes their time. Eastman still in at quarterback. Finley's lining up in that slot position on the right side, along with Harmon on the near side of the field. Here's Eastman. Rolls around to the left, carries it, gets it, has the first down inside Indian territory, still going on the 10, and flag comes flying, and I think this one's going to come back. It looked like a block in the back. We'll see if that's the case. Two flags were down. Would have been a huge run for Giltner, but this one has all the earmarkings of coming back, and Giltner shaking their heads and will be walking back. We'll see what the call is here. The official's going to call it holding on Giltner. So, yeah, they'll back this one up. Instead of being first and goal for Giltner, it'll be still first down. Can it still be first down? It is. First down and 4 after all is said and done. Call it a long 4, short 5. Eastman runs straight up the middle, runs into the Indians' wall. Mike Barr had good penetration, made a nice pop here at Borcher there to finish off Eastman. Loss of about 2 on the play. Second down, and now about 6 to go for Giltner. Kind of changing up his offense. Finley now is going to be in the slot position on the far side of the field. Ott and Harmon are on the near side. Now Harmon and Mover. Eastman makes the give to Harmon on the round, and it fooled nobody. I'll tell you what, that's a brilliant read by Mike Vaughn, the defensive end for Pawnee City, as he came up and around, shook his blocker, and stopped Harmon for a huge loss. And it'll be third down and 10 after about a 6-yard loss, actually, after it's all said and done. Ball now on about the 39-yard line of Giltner. Third and 10 for the Hornets. Finley will take over back at quarterback. Has Eastman next to him. Back to pass is Finley. His pass blocked, broken up. Derek Gira got a big mid up, knocked it down. And that'll be fourth and 10. So a little bit of a turn of events. 1:23 to go in the first half. Giltner on top, 36-24, but fourth and 10, and they're going to be back to punt. There's some significance in this, by the way, folks. Trevor Poppin will do the punting for Giltner. I'm going to have to check my numbers, but I think this is the fifth time this year that Giltner's had to punt. The whole year. Kick is up, and it's partially blocked. Indians are going to have the ball in good field position. It did roll at the end. It looked like it was the Indians were all the way around. They've got a great punt-blocking team. But it got through and fell forward for about a 16, 18-yard punt. And the Indians will take over with 1:15 to go. And quick to the line where the Indians. Ball is at the 25-yard line. 26-yard line. Back to pass. Borcher hit right as he threw. Almost picked off by Logan Rath. Real quick, Indians back to the line. And flag and whistle blows as the guard was the Pullen. before the play got started. That'll back the Indians up. It was second down and 10, and now it'll be second down 15 for Pawnee City with 1:09 to go in the first half. Not a bad crowd on hand. Keeps getting bigger as time goes on. Too short to the earlier you start the game, the tougher it is to get people here early. But these Gildner Hornets, they support their ball club. They were state runners-up last year. Knocking on the door one more time. Pawnee City, though, may have something to say about it before it's all said and done. Borcher is under center. Fakes the pitch, keeps it himself, rolls around, and Ott was right there to make the pick after a gain of maybe one or two for Borcher. It'll bring up third down and about 12 to go. Clock is under a minute here in the first half. Gildner would be content to go to halftime with the score. Pawnee City has that quick strike potential. Pitch over to the left side. Pearson gets it. Good job holding the assignments by the Hornets as Pearson is hauled down at about the original line of scrimmage. Clock at 32, and now we got a timeout on the field. We're going to stay here with you. See if we got some scores coming in here for you. Creighton, 32-7 winners over Alma. Grand Island Central Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic 10, Ogallala 7. That's in the middle of the fourth. And still 7-0 St. Cecilia over Crofton. We've got 32 seconds to go in the first half. Gildner is on top, 36-24, and a thrilling opening half. I have to tell you, I can't wait to recap this and see if I can decipher or read my own notes. A lot of fun. Eight-man football is inherently extremely exciting when you have two high-quality teams like we have tonight in Pawnee City and Gildner. It is just a blast, and the crowd on hand will testify to that today. Back to action now. Pawnee City, 4th and 9. Back to punt. Marr sets it, pops it up high, spiraling kick. And watching it go, it's going to take a Gildner bounce. It'll head out of bounds at about the 11-yard line. Gildner will wind up on defense one more time. We've had three punts in a row. 25 seconds to go in the first half. Gildner will have the ball at their own 11. And we'll see if they're just going to take a knee or if they're going to try to pop it downfield. Austin Dotson out on the field. His substitute, Gabe Harmon, still looks like a mismatch on me. But it works for Gildner. 1st and 10. Finley under center, I formation. Pitch to the left side. Richards has it, has a corner, and is going to be ran out of bounds. Nope, just did not get out of bounds. Ball is going to be at about the 20, about a 8-yard gain, we'll call it. 7-yard gain, and that should wrap things up here for the first half. As the clock comes down, Gildner will be content with going to halftime. Our score, the Gildner Hornets 36, Pawnee City 24. We'll wrap up. We'll take a look at these first half stats and wrap up all this exciting action that we've had here in Gildner on our Allens of Hastings halftime show. That's all coming up right after these messages. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Design life. Begin here at Floor to Ceiling. Countertops, cabinetry, every kind of flooring. Whatever you imagine for your home, our showroom has it all. Floor to Ceiling. Design life. Begin here. West Highway 30, Grand Island.
There's nothing more American than football. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop.
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Allen's of Hastings halftime show. Rob Oslin with you with quarterfinal action, D2 at its finest right here, folks, in Giltner, with Hornets are on top of Pawnee City, 36-24, a very exciting game from the beginning. And here's how we got to this score. And I'll tell you, it was an exciting one. Pawnee City, on their very first drive, started on their own 20-yard line on a pitch from Borcher to Pearson. Pearson had the pitch behind him. It bounced off his shoulder pad and right into the hands of Trevor Poppin. Trevor Poppin being the defensive end for the Giltner Hornets. He picks it up and runs it into about the 5-yard line before he's tackled. And Giltner, on the second play from scrimmage, has the ball on the 5-yard line, knocking on Pawnee City's door. And Eastman would get the call, and he would scamper it in from 5 yards out. The 2-point conversion was no good, and Giltner took a quick strike, 6-0 lead. Pawnee City stumbled just a little bit. In fact, they ended up turning the ball over on downs on their next possession. Giltner took over on their own 34-yard line and ran. Actually, it was the first play that they had the ball in the their second series. The handoff went to Gabe Harmon. Harmon slipped around the right side, broke some tackles, and the next thing you know, you got a 46-yard touchdown run from Gabe Harmon. The 2-point conversion was good, and the score was 14-0 in the first quarter. Giltner was off to a quick strike, and Pawnee City on their next possession was forced to punt, and then Giltner came back with 5:44 to go in the first quarter, and Luke Richards runs around the left side, and he fumbles the ball after getting a first down for Giltner, fumbles it, and Pawnee City took over on their own 29, or on the Giltner 29-yard line. And a few plays later, Garrett Borger scampered in from 4 yards out to make it the touchdown. The point after, the 2-point conversion was good, and it was 14-8, Pawnee City right back into the ball game. The next series for Giltner, they took over on their own 25-yard line, and again, it was a big run that came up as Giltner took the shot of Sean Finley, makes a run around the right side, and picked up 55 yards and the score to go with it. The 2-point conversion was no good, and near the end of the first quarter, it was 20-8, but before the quarter would expire, we would still have two more scores to come as Pawnee City had it with 1:47 to go in the first quarter, and Garrett Borcher scampers for 33 yards and picks up the touchdown. The 2-point conversion good, and it's a 4-point ball game. Giltner on top, 20-16. Giltner answers right back. They have the ball on their own 19-yard line. Two plays later, Derek Eastman runs it from 46 yards out. Another big run for Giltner as Derek Eastman punches it in after a fantastic run. That 2-point conversion was good, and the score was 28-16 at the end of the first quarter. Into the second quarter we went. Pawnee City, the next possession, comes back. They took it from their own 20-yard line, worked it up, and then Garrett Borcher puts the end to the drive with a nice 30-yard touchdown pass to Eric Derby. The 2-point conversion was good, and it was 28-24 after scores on back-to-back possessions from Pawnee City. And now here comes Giltner with 9:19 to go. And not to be outdone, with a touchdown pass comes Sean Finley. He tosses from 9 yards out to Derek Eastman. The 2-point conversion was also good for Giltner, and now it's 36-24. Into the second quarter we go. The next three possessions result in punts, two by Pawnee City, one by Giltner, and then the half runs out on Giltner, and that's how we wrapped up the first half of play with Giltner on top, 36-24. It's a 12-point Hornet lead, and just a fun ball game to be listening to, and stay with us. We still got another half of football coming, eight-man football at its finest for here in the quarterfinals. We'll pass along some other scores to you. We'll look at some individual stats. All that will be coming up here shortly on your Allens of Hastings halftime show on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
A fabulous effort yesterday. Let's keep it going today. All of us in Donovan are rooting you on. Enjoy this time. From B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, go Hornets!
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora, go Hornets!
Design life. Begin here at Floor to Ceiling. Countertops, cabinetry, every kind of flooring. Whatever you imagine for your home, our showroom has it all. Floor to Ceiling. Design life. Begin here. West Highway 30, Grand Island.
There's nothing more American than football. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
Really, you get more superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to beautiful Giltner. I'm telling you, this is I love this place. It is absolutely gorgeous here tonight. Great afternoon for football. Hard to believe it's still afternoon here, but what are we looking at? 22 minutes after 5 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. This place is packed and being rewarded with a very, very good football game tonight, and or this afternoon rather, and it is just a pleasure to be here. The weather is absolutely gorgeous. Just a slight wind blowing across the field, and the home team, Giltner Hornets, are on top of Pawnee City, 36-24. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Rob Osmond with you. With all the fun and excitement, a 12-point Giltner lead to go with it. Some of the individual statistics that we're looking at for Garrett Borcher, 9 carries, 83 yards on the half. Thomas Pearson, 6 carries, 63 yards. Garrett Borcher, by the way, has ran for 2 touchdowns, passed for 1. Pearson yet to find the end zone. Schilling yet to find the end zone. John Schilling, the fullback, 7 carries, 38 yards. By the air, Garrett Borcher, 2 for 5, including a 30-yard touchdown pass to Eric Derby. For Giltner, Sean Finley, quarterback, 5 carries, 73 yards, 1 run by touchdown, or 1 touchdown by run, and a pass for a touchdown to Eastman of 9 yards. Richards has a carry for 8 and also fumbled once. Derek Eastman has 10 carries, 80 yards, 2 touchdowns. Gabe Harmon. Eastman has a touchdown catch as well. Gabe Harmon has but three carries, 58 yards, including a 42-yard touchdown run back in the first quarter. So that's where our numbers stand so far. Typical of eight-man football, just a lot of action, a lot of scoring. It was strange because I was talking to both the coaches earlier in the day, and they both kind of forecast the fact that their defenses were so strong that this could theoretically be a very low-scoring game. Well, it has not been, obviously, 36-24. It'll be interesting, though, to see how the second half changes and if Gilmer can keep that momentum going. Both sides able to score off of a turnover. So that's kind of an even kind of thing. Huge crowd on hand. Nice to see it here as the halftime comes close to winding down. We had a score cropped in on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. First time they've been behind all year long. 12-7 is your score. Cropping over St. Cecilia. Second quarter score there. And we'll get some more scores for you as they come in. Right now, we'll take a quick break, see if we get some more additional scores in them. Some of the games that are going around in our playoffs in the area, we'll pass those along to you as well. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Gilner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Gilner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
At B&B, we appreciate what agriculture means to our communities. We've discounted flooring prices and have the Harvest Bonus Bowl where you can offer prizes and extra discounts. At B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
JSGK Catering in Gildner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Gildner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Delcom in Gildner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Gildner, your source for data electrical communications.
The representatives of the Village of Gildner encourage and support the Gildner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Gildner.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner is a proud sponsor of all Gildner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner.
Joyce Agronomics lets us help you grow with channel hybrid seed sales, custom farming, and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce at Joyce Agronomics are proud supporters of the Gildner Hornets.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Gildner. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze for our high school game of the week. And right now we're just about ready to start our second half of action. Gildner will have the ball. They won the toss, deferred to the second half. The captains will be meeting at midfield here in just a moment. Do have another score for you, an update on the St. Cecilia game. Blue Hawks have come back now. 14-12 your score over Crofton. Crofton had led 12-7, the first time that St. Cecilia has been behind all year long. Here, the Gildner Hornets put their undefeated season on the line. Are holding to a 36-24 lead. Do have some VIPs in the crowd, if you will. Eric Boudaris here from the Tribune. Brent McGowan here from the Tribune, perusing the sideline. had a rumor floating around. I'll share with you. Larry the Cable Guy is supposed to make an appearance here incognito, which could be one of the reasons why the crowd is gathering so massively out here. We'll see if we can get you updated on that and see if there's any truth to that rumor. Halftime just about ready to get started here. We've got about 2 minutes. That's your Allens of Hastings halftime show on a beautiful night in Gildner. Nearby, the Sitting Bull Saloon within eyeshot. That's one of the proud sponsors of our ball game. Always glad to have the good folks at the Sitting Bull tuning in, checking out the game. It's the local hot spot here in Gildner. Always a great, gracious host here, Gildner is. Love coming out here. They take such good care of us, and just a wonderful, friendly atmosphere. Nice to come out here, as is the case with a lot of the places that we go to throughout the year, but it's always nice to come to Gildner and see these good people out here, and just a lot of friends and a lot of fun to come out here. Great place to come watch a ball game as well. I mean, you feel like you're right on top of the field. It's so close, and everything is just so casual and just a lot of fun and a lot of good people out here in this neck of the woods. We're so glad to be a part of that. Still kind of waiting for some scores to come bouncing our way that we can pass along, get you up to date. Again, we're in the quarterfinals of the playoffs, so there aren't too terribly many. A lot of games going on, so we will do our best to give you whatever scores that we have. But for the time being, we've got a 36-24 ball game right here. The Hornets are on top. Old squad, or Gildner actually, out there running some plays, doing some warming up. Now they'll head over to the sidelines, and we should be ready to get this ball game back underway in the third quarter here. Very exciting first quarter. 36-24 is our score. Gildner outscored Pawnee City in the first quarter 20-16 and 16-8 in the second quarter. 36-24 is where we stand. Gildner will line up on the west end of the field. And then we'll get the ball. The kicker for Pawnee City is out there. That's Mike Marr on the east end of the field. Clock is reset to 12 minutes here. Third quarter action should be going there. Thanks for tuning in to our Allens of Hastings halftime show. I would not be surprised here to see Pawnee City come right back with an onside kick to open up this. Whistle blows, Pawnee City all tight. Marr lines it up, rears back, drives it downfield. Picked up on the fly by Luke Richards. He's going to roll to his right side, looking for a couple of blocks. Gets the outside corner around the 25 to the 30-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. Good return by Luke Richards. They'll start at the 30-yard line. So the Hornets all set to go now to get the third quarter underway. Finley back in at quarterback, takes the snap, makes the handoff to Eastman. Derek Eastman's going to run, get across the line of scrimmage, fall forward after being wrapped up big by Derek Gira after a gain of about three for Eastman. Second down, seven to go. Ott in motion, handoff to Eastman. Eastman rolls around, cuts up the middle. Right off the center, will fall forward after a gain of about three, maybe four. It'll bring up third down and about 3 to go for Eastman. Harmon drops off the field. Dotson back in for Gildner. Third down. Long 4, short 3, depending on how you look at it. I formation. Eastman dots the I. Finley under center. Odds the fullback. Pitch goes to Eastman to the right side. Has some pressure. Splits through. He's going to be held down. Hauled down short of the first down. He'll pick up about 2 yards. Eastman stopped and dropped a shoulder, and he's going to be about a yard short. It'll be fourth down and about 1 to go. They got to get to just short of midfield. Now they'll move the spot, and now it's about half a yard to go, and Gildner's going to be going for it. Another I formation. Ott's your fullback. Eastman. Ott's going to carry. He'll get the first down straight forward. Straight ahead it goes. He'll pick up the first down and about 2 more. So Ott's first carry on the night gets Gildner a first down. And Gildner will have the ball in Indian territory now. Ball is on the 49-yard line. Back in the shotgun, it's Finley. Harmon in motion. The give goes to Eastman. Eastman rolls around. He's going to have the first down again and a few more as well. Just worked his way up the right hash and picked up about 12 yards. And that will give Eastman unofficially 100 yards on the night. A young man who averages 150 yards per game. And remember, most of those games, he only played about the first quarter and a half before he was pulled. Eastman, the lone setback. Finley has Harmon in motion. Gives it to Eastman. Rolls around the left side. Ott leading the block. Another first down and a few more for Eastman. As he rolls around, had the first down, dives out of bounds. And the chains will move once again for Gildner. Nope, they're going to mark it just shy, so it'll be a 9-yard run for Eastman. Second down, less than 1 to go. Ball spotted at the 18-yard line of Pawnee City. Finley in the shotgun has Ott on the near side. Now Ott will go in motion to his left. Now he's going to duck in tight. Harmon goes in motion. The give to Eastman gets hit in the backfield. Good pressure, and I don't think Eastman got back to the line of scrimmage. A good penetration by Derek Gira, followed up one more time by Borcher, and it's going to be a little bit of a loss on the play. It'll be third down and a long 1, short 2. For Gildner. They'll go back to that I formation with Ott as the fullback. Eastman will dot the I. Finley gives to Ott. Ott goes straight forward. He's going to be wrapped up low by Borcher and Packett, and I think they're going to be just a tad short. It'll bring up fourth down and about 1 to go. So Gildner now will send in Harmon, and this time it'll be Luke Richards coming out. Dotson stays in. He'll line up on that left guard. Finley will go under center in the I formation one more time. Fourth and 1 to go. Pitch to Eastman. Eastman rolls around the right side. Hit from behind. He had on his back Justin Packett and gave him a ride across the line of scrimmage. And will pick up the first down. Eastman was given the piggyback ride to Packett. But it's enough to move the chain. Ball now on the 16-yard line, actually. Up Pawnee City. Gildner driving. Started off on their own 30-yard line. Have been steadily marching it downfield. Eastman's the sole tailback. In motion goes Ott. Eastman takes it right up the middle. Stutter step, drags across the middle. Will pick up about 4 before he's brought down. Call it 5 yards. Good run and a good spot from the angle. Eastman made a nice little move and picked up some big extra yards. It'll be second down and five as Giltner now methodically just working the ball up the middle. Otten Harmon on the near side of the field. Luke Richards to the left. Eastman's in the backfield. In motion goes Harmon. Rolling to the right is Finley. Finley meets some traffic. He'll try to split defenders, but the Indians did a good job defending that one, giving Finley nowhere to run. It'll be a short gain of about one, maybe two. It'll bring up third down and three. Hornets now working some time off the clock. They've had it now just over 5 minutes. Hit in the backfield was Finley, but he makes the give. Straight forward, the runoff rather to the right side by Eastman. He's a little slow to get up for the second time, and they're going to have to measure this one to see. It looks like it's going to be about a half yard short, but the officials want to check it out. Eastman kind of dragging as he works back. He took a solid pop at the end of that play. Chains come out. They're going to look at it. Spot is made, and I think he's going to be short by about a half a football. And that's exactly the case. So it'll be fourth down and inches for Giltner. When they get it put back down, got to get to, it looks like, the five-yard line. Right at the five-yard line. The ball just a few inches outside of it. And Giltner has worked very well, run a lot of time off this third quarter. They've had the ball since the opening of the half. And there's 6:37 to go. So for 5 minutes and 20-some seconds, they've held this ball. Here we go, fourth and very short. Eastman straight up the middle, has the first down, has the touchdown. Eastman from 5 yards out punches it in. And Giltner, excellent use of the clock, takes this opening drive of the second half and drives it in for the score. Very methodically, straightforward. I'd love to say it was north-south football, but it's an east-west field. So it doesn't look well. They'll be going for two, the Hornets will. Spread formation. Eastman's in the backfield, rolling to the right. Now pitching to Eastman. He's just going to lob it up, and that one's going to be picked off and then dropped incomplete. So no good. Eastman had all kinds of trouble. He pump faked it, and then he took another shot at the end. He's still a little slow. So the point after, two-point conversion, no good. It's 42-24. Giltner on top. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
DELCOM and Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. DELCOM and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, Cecilia, 14, Crofton 12 there at halftime. We're 42-24. Giltner on top of Pawnee City. Ogallala comes back and beats Grand Island Central Catholic 14-10. Creighton earlier beat Alma 32-7. Those are the scores that we've got for you so far. 6:27 to go in the third quarter. Rob Osmond with you. Ryan Cryer about ready to put the boot to it for Giltner. He does so. It's a squibby ball that's going to bounce at about the 5 yard line, picked up by Derby. Eric Derby will make a run for it. Giltner's going to contain him and haul him down at about the 15-yard line, where Pawnee City will take over. One to go in the third quarter. Ball's going to be spotted about the 17-yard line. Pawnee City has had to punt the last two times that they've had the ball. Borcher is under center. First and 10 from the 17. Passes up and away, and it's out of bounds. Intended for Eric Derby. Good penetration. by, looked like it was Brian Clyer. Bolting in along with him was Logan Rath for Giltner to perhaps rush that pass, but it was out of bounds and out of reach from Eric Derby. It'll be second down. 10 for the Indians. Borcher couldn't get the playoff before Justin Packett jumped on the left end position, and it'll back up the Indians. It was Coach Ashby that was concerned most about penalties and two-point conversions. And so far, the penalties have been really hurting Pawnee City. That'll bring up second down and 15 for the Indians. Digging in on defense now. Borcher's under center. I formation. Borcher's going to keep it himself straight forward. May have mishandled the snap, but got it back, went straight forward. And will pick up, it looked like about two or three on the play. Call it two for Garrett Borcher. Third down, 12. For Pawnee City. Down 42-24 here in the third quarter. Shotgun for Borcher. Got Pearson off to his left. He's looking to pass. Going down the right field. Throws it up and long and way out of the reach of anyone. The nearest Indian was Eric Derby. Sean Stinley had a tent pitched underneath that, and had he turned his shoulder, he could have had a shot at a pick. But it bounces down. It'll bring up fourth down for the Indians. Giltner was content with covering that run, but not going to fall asleep on the pass, and they held true to that one. Punt formation for the Indians. Marr back to kick. Looks like Kyle Hawthorne back to return. Punt is up. It's a high punt picked up by Richards. Instead of fair catching it, he kept it now at the 30-yard line, and he's going to hustle it back up for another 10 and be brought down at midfield by the Indians. Kyle Hawthorne makes a good catch, a good move to get out of the way of a rushing Indian, and he'll pick it up now. It'll be first and 10 for Giltner at their own 49-yard line with 5:26 to go in the third quarter. Giltner marched the kickoff back slowly and surely for the points to get the third quarter started, and now have their second possession of the second half. From the shotgun is Finley. Got Rafflin in the backfield. He's going to roll to his right. Finley's going to keep it himself. Tucks it. He's going to be hauled down by Borcher after a gain of about six. Finley had an opportunity to pitch it, but elected to tuck it and keep it. And he'll pick up 6 yards on the scamper. It'll bring up second down and four for the Hornets. Finley from the shotgun. Rolls to his right, pitches to Eastman. Eastman works the sideline, cuts back up, gets hit, spins, has the first down, and will pick up about 6 or 7 yards on the run. Eastman looked like he was going to toe that line. Down the right sideline, instead he tucks it back up, takes the shot, makes the spin, gets the first down. They're inside Indian territory now. First and 10, ball on the 28-yard line. Finley questioning a play. Eyes at Indian defense in the I formation. Gives to Ott. Ott in the I formation from the upback position. Comes across. Will pick up about four on the quick play from Giltner. So it'll bring up second down, six for Giltner. Harmon comes back into the ball game. Hornets on top, 42-24 in the third quarter. Only score of the second half so far. A 5-yard touchdown run by Derek Eastman to start. the third quarter. Now Finley has Ott in motion. From the shotgun, gives to Eastman. Eastman gets wrapped up quick. He's going to spin and did well to get to the line of scrimmage and then works his way, spins around, and will pick up about another yard. Bancroft Rosalie 20, Fred nothing. There's a score in the first quarter. Third down, six to go for Gildner. Finley from the shotgun, letting some time run off this clock. Makes the give. No, he pitches over to Harmon. Harmon almost flipped the tackle. Harmon made a nice little cut. Almost brought down by Martini, but Martini got just enough of him. Or check that, not Devin Martini. It was Eric Derby who got just a piece of him, or Harmon would have had the first down to begin with. It'll bring up fourth down and three. Gildner going forth, digging deep. I formation, Otter up man, Eastman dots the I, Finley under center. Whistle blows before the snap, and we'll see. Did we get some movement? Nope, it's going to be a delay called on Giltner, and that's going to back them up and give Giltner a real tough decision here. Costly penalty, fourth down and about eight. Dotson out, Armin in. To the line they come. Ott and Harmon on the near side of the field. Luke Richards to the left. Eastman in the backfield. Finley from the shotgun. Back to pass. Has some time. Throw is going to be partially tipped. Getting just a little bit of it was Derek Guerra. One more time. He has really disrupted that passing lane for Gildner. And it'll be a turnover on downs for Gildner. Pawnee City will have the ball at about the 26-yard line with 2:21 to go. Indians spread it out now. They've got Hackett and Schilling, and up the middle it's going to be Pearson. Pearson takes the handoff from Borcher and will fall forward for a gain of about three. Second down, seven for the Indians. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. By comparison, a very low-scoring third quarter. That could change real quick here. Flag flies. Back to pass is Borcher. Wide open underneath. Catches made. No, it's going to be caught out of bounds by Eric Derby. And this one's probably for naught anyway. It's going to... Flag was flying right as the snap was made, so we'll see what the call is. Illegal shift is going to be called on Pawnee City, so that will negate anything. And the catch was out of bounds to begin with, so Ashby conferring with the referees about what play or what they want to do with this penalty. I think they're going to they're going to pick it up and back it up five more yards. It'll be second down. I wonder how long it's going to take them to get to that. Pawnee City, real quick back to the line. Second down and 12 to go. You've got Derby. And looks like Pearson on the near side. Run's going to go around to the right side by Schilling. Schilling will do well to get back to that line of scrimmage. He'll pick out those two or three to get back. It'll still be third down and 10. Pawnee City now, watching that clock at 1:41 in the third quarter. A lot of time, a lot of things can happen here. Tough defensive play by the Hornets all night long. If negated what was billed as a very complex option-based team, and Pawnee City has shown that. And now the flags are, we're going to get a timeout by Pawnee City. The Indians want to talk about it. We'll take a break as well. 42-24, your score. Hornets on top with 1:41 to go in the third quarter. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
At B&B, we appreciate what agriculture means to our communities. We've discounted flooring prices and have the Harvest Bonus Bowl where you can offer prizes and extra discounts. At B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
After the Pawnee City timeout, Giltner quick to come over to Coach Ashby. Third down and 10 for Pawnee City. Schilling and Packett now lined up on the near side of the field. Under center goes Borcher. In motion is Derby. Our attempted reverse pass now as the handoff goes, and this ball was almost picked off in and out of the hands of Mike Moss. They threatened the reverse, and then they came back with a pass. We got a flag down on the play. And I think it might be on Gilder. Hold on. A reverse pass, and it'll be face masking called on Gilder. If it's the big one, it's an automatic first down. It was 3rd and 10 to start with. They're talking about it. If it's a short one, it'll still be 4th and about 5. They're going to look at the... Now the referees are conferring. We'll see what the call is. Nobody's moved anything in retreat. Now there's going to be defensive holding is going to be the call, not face masking. It'll be 3rd down. And they're going to march the ball up. To be 3rd and less than 1. 3rd down, less than one now. The Indians catch a good break here. And so did Skilner, I think, after that initially indicated as a face mask. So 3rd and short for the Indians. Borcher under center. Give to the first man through. It's going to be Pearson. Pearson's going to be wrapped up immediately by Logan Rath, but he had enough for the first down. It'll be a new set of downs. Ball now spotted at the 48-yard line of Pawnee City, but a new set of downs to go with it. Pearson now winds up on the near side of the field. Shotgun all alone is Borcher. Borcher's going to run it right up from the shotgun, and he's going to get stuffed at about after the right at midfield after a gain of 1, maybe 2. 2-yard gain, they'll call it for Borcher. Ball just across midfield into the Giltner side. 1 minute to go in quarter number 3. 2nd down, about 7 for the Indians. Packett, 3 to the left now. Borcher's going to run to his left. He'll keep it, and he is going to be hit and wrapped up and finally dragged out of bounds, or just about out of bounds, after about a gain of 1, maybe 2. Great penetration, great pursuit by the Hornets. I'll tell you, when a guy that's lining up at nose tackle that weighs 302 pounds, Austin Dotson, if he can get in on the tackle on the sideline, there's a lot of running going on here. Borcher will be credited with about a 2-yard gain. It'll be 3rd down and 7 for the Indians. Last play of the third quarter. I formation. Borcher keeps it, makes the pitch to the right side. Ball is going to be flicked at Martini. Devin Martini will be short of the first down. He'll pick up about 4 as the quarter comes to an end. Ball's at the 45-yard line. And that will be the end of the third. 42-24, your score. Giltner on top of Pawnee City. Fourth quarter action coming your way right after these messages. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Fourth down and three for Pawnee City. Borcher throws it up, and bringing it back down was Sean Finley with a pick for Giltner. So the Hornets will get it back. .54 to go in the fourth quarter. Giltner has the ball on their own 26-yard line. And we got a timeout on the field. Give us a chance to check some scores. Thought we had some scores coming in, did not, but 42-24 is our score. Giltner outscores Pawnee City in that third quarter. 8-0 is all, very low scoring. St. Cecilia's got another touchdown up on Crompton. They're up 21-12 in the third quarter. Crompton threw a little bit of a scare so far into it, given St. Cecilia their first come from behind on the season. We're back to action here. It'll be first and 10 for Giltner after the interception. Gibb goes up the middle. Gabe Harmon's going to check his way around the right side. Check that. It was Eastman. And Eastman will pick up about 4 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 6. Eastman right at about his per game average for yards ran right now. Shotgun mission. It's Eastman at quarterback, and Eastman's going to keep it. He's going to break some tackles, shake it around. He's across midfield to the 30. Hauled down, ripped down, thrown down hard at about the 20-yard line. About a 27-yard scamper. A good run of 27 yards for Eastman from the Wildcat as he shoots in up the left side. It'll bring up a new first set, or a new set of downs rather, for Giltner. Finley's going to go in and come in under center. He's got Harmon to his left. I formation, Ott, and Eastman dots the I. Finley gives to Eastman. Eastman runs into some traffic right away and is going to be wrapped up and hauled down. He'll get forward progress of about a yard. Bancroft, Rosalie, 28, Friend, 8 there in the second quarter. Mullen, 6, Loomis, nothing. That's early in the first. It's 42-24 here with 10 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the ball game. Giltner has the ball driving. Ball's on the 18-yard line of the Indians. Hornet knocking on the door. Shotgun formation, Finley. Harmon's in motion. Snap goes to Finley. He's going to carry it right up the middle and will be brought down after a gain of about four. Sean Finley has it. Third down and five. Game has lived up to every bit of the hype that was built up for it. Indians have done a good job. They're technically still in this ball game with a lot of time left, but the Hornets trying to punch the score up here. Back to pass. Wide open in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Giltner. Trevor Poppin. Wide open at the end of the end zone from 16 yards out. A touchdown pass, Trevor Poppin has got Giltner in good position here in the fourth quarter with a nice touchdown, nice touch by Finley. Hornets now line up for two. Eastman's in the backfield. Finley passes across the middle. Doesn't come easier than that. Drew Hott. Crossing pattern in the end zone makes the easy catch, and it's 50-24 that quick. Nice job by Giltner working some time off the clock and getting the big touchdown score. 50-24 is your score. We got the kickoff coming up right after this. It's high school football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
At B&B, we appreciate what agriculture means to our communities. We've discounted flooring prices and have the Harvest Bonus Bowl where you can offer prizes and extra discounts. At B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
What a difference a halftime makes. Giltner comes back. Scores on their opening drive in the third quarter and then has just taken another turnover and gets the score. They're up now 50-24. Hornets, the real deal. Runners up last year. Two games away from getting to Memorial Stadium here in the quarterfinals now. Ryan Clyer about to put the boot to it. End over end kick, high kick, going to go back into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. Indians will take the ball on their own 15-yard line with 9 minutes and 20 seconds to go into the fourth quarter. Indians had to punt and then threw an interception. This is their third possession of the second half. Down now by 26. Borcher under center. Rolls back the pass. Looking downfield, swings it over to the left side. Picked off! Intercepted by Luke Richards. Richards makes the read. Dives forward and gets it. And Giltner puts the icing on that drive real quick. Luke Richards, who fumbled one earlier that Pawnee City scored on. And now Richards redeems himself, if you will, and has the ball on their own 20. On the Pawnee City 20, rather. Back-to-back interceptions by Pawnee City. And Giltner's in business one more time. Handoff goes to Eastman up the middle. Eastman rolls around the left side, breaks the tackle, and is going to be hauled down at about the 5-yard line. Good scamper, good run by Derek Eastman. Ball's going to be spotted right inside the 5-yard line. Here comes Giltner now. First and goal Finley in the shotgun position, Eastman and Harmon in the backfield. Long snap. Finley hands to Eastman. Eastman takes that crease right up the middle and gets it in. Touchdown. Derek Eastman. Another 5-yard run. Five touchdowns tonight by Derek Eastman. Four on the ground. That was his fourth. One by air. And they'll line up for the two-point conversion as Giltner has totally changed the complexity of this game. We had a real game in the first half, and now Giltner shuts things down. Finley bobbles a snap for the conversion. Will carry it himself across the middle. Will spin and fall forward. I think he's going to be held short as the ball comes out at the end of the play. Short of the end zone, so the two-point conversion is no good. Score. Oh, they did get it. They did give it to him. The nose of the ball must have crossed it before it spits up, and they'll give it to Giltner. So 58-24 is our score. We'll have the kickoff coming up. High school football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Joyce Agronomics lets us help you grow with channel hybrid seed sales, custom farming, and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce at Joyce Agronomics are proud supporters of the Giltner Hornets.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The score coming in, South Loop 6, Overton nothing. That's early in the first quarter. That game just underway out in Overton on a game that Craig Eckert's calling for us, one of our sister stations. 58-24 is our score here. Ryan Clyer about to put the boot into it. He does. Schilling, the up man, takes it at the 15-yard line, right straight up the middle. Picks up some good yardage. Is going to get hauled down at the 35-yard line, where the Indians will take over. See where the actual spot is, right at the 35-yard line, with 8:30 to go in the ball game. Pawnee City has got to get some points on the board and do it quick now, down by 34. I formation. Back to pass. Downfield and just out of reach and intercepted by incomplete pass is called. Finley had the pick, but they're saying it was on the carpet. And the Pawnee City Indians dodge a bullet here. It'll be second down, 10 to go. Finley thought he had a second pick of the night. And back to action now come the Indians. Forcher under center, back to pass, two-step drop, steps up, throws. Guy has the first down, has it complete. Right in midfield, Eric Derby keeps the concentration, and it's a 14-yard first down. To Derby. Ball now in Hornet territory. First and 10. Three right, one left. Borcher under center. Has a little bit of pressure. Comes up, throws it deep to the right side. Caught by Pearson. Pearson's going to scoot in for the touchdown. No, they're saying he got just out of bounds at about the 3 or 4 yard line. Long pass. 32-yard pass. And it'll be first and goal for Pawnee City. That's a quick strike for you. Second catch of the night by Pearson. First and goal now, Indians. Borcher looks left, passes. Just out of reach, over the shoulder. Touchdown, Pawnee City. Justin Packett makes the catch over the shoulder. Nice pass by Borcher. Gets Pawnee City into the end zone. And the Indians now will line up for a two-point conversion. It's 58-30 as we stand now. And here comes a two-point conversion. Two-point conversion. In the shotgun, Pearson's in motion. Pass over to the right side and way off track, intended for Martini, and it goes behind them. So the two-point conversion is no good. It's 58-30. Your score with 7:53 to go. We'll have the kickoff coming your way right after these messages by our fine sponsors. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
28-point ball game here in Giltner. Rocking with you, 7:53 to go, and Pawnee City going to be trying to pull out some stops. Giltner thinking onside kick all the way. They're up 58-30. Here come the Indians now. Marr will put his boot into it. Onside kick is going to bounce. And it isn't going to make it. 10 yards. Pawnee City makes the touch. So great field position for Giltner to begin with. I don't think they're going to have him kick it again. I think Giltner will take the field position on this one. If so, Giltner will have it. On the Indian, 49, with 7:53 to go in the ball game. Hornets, I formation, Ottinger up man, Eastman on the end. Give to Eastman. Eastman straight up the middle. Has some daylight. Will pick up about 5 yards after he hits and spins his way across the 45. Or, excuse me. Yeah, the 45. 35, rather. Eight-man football. I got to make a note of that. I think it's been that way the first three quarters and into here. So we're at the 35-yard line. After a gain of 5, roughly puts Eastman right at the 200-yard mark. Finley gives to Eastman. Eastman up the middle one more time. Zigzags, has the first down, and a couple of more. He'll get the first down. Ball's on the 28-yard line after the Eastman carry of about 7. Check scores here real quick for you. South Loop 7, Overton 7, Bancroft Rosalie 28, Friend 14. 28-12, St. Cecilia over Crofton in the fourth quarter. Fumble on the snap, and Finley will dive on it. He'll lose a couple. Losing 4 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd down and 13 for Giltner. Herman comes out. I formation. Richards to the far side of the field. Pitch goes to Eastman. Eastman rolls around the right side, has the corner, tries to cut back. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe 2 more. It'll bring up 3rd down and 9 after the 4-yard scamper for Eastman.
Referee's taking the quick time out, and there's a car in the east parking lot here that has its lights on, and the referee will stop play on that as it's right into the eyes of Pawnee City. As soon as those lights go out, we'll get underway here. And they're out. Back to work we go. 5:47 to go in the ball game. Gildner on top, 58-30. They've got the ball. Third down and 9 in Indian territory. Ball up to 28. In motion comes Harmon, rolling to his right. Now back to Harmon. Harmon will make the catch from Finley, and he's going to get ankle wrapped up by Borcher and then hauled down right at the 30-yard line, called the 31. A loss on the play of a few. It'll be fourth down and about 2 to go. Timeout is going to be called by Pawnee City with 5:20 to go. 58-30, Gildner on top of the Indians. We'll be right back with more football on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
At B&B, we appreciate what agriculture means to our communities. We've discounted flooring prices and have the Harvest Bonus Bowl where you can offer prizes and extra discounts. At B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Joyce Agronomics lets us help you grow with channel hybrid seed sales, custom farming, and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce at Joyce Agronomics are proud supporters of the Giltner Hornets.
The Breeze, 94.5.
More scores coming at you. Pierce 7, St. Paul nothing. That's in the first quarter. What else we got coming our way here? South Loop 7, Overton 7 still in the first quarter. Bancroft Rosalie 28, Friends 14. Just about halftime there. West Point 8, Osmond 7. That's in the first quarter. Back to action here. Fourth down, 13 to go for Gildner. Finley's going to just pooch kick it, and it's going to bounce down inside the 10-yard line, right at the 10-yard line where the Indians will take over. With 5:16 to go, Indians down by 28. Eight-man football, you can get some scores quick, I'll tell you that. So nothing is over till it's over. But the Indians got to make something happen. They got to make something happen quick. Borcher all alone in the end zone. Pearson goes in motion. Now three receivers to the left side. Back to pass goes Borcher. Has some time. Throws downfield. This one is going to be overthrown from Pearson. Finley was coming up with a tackle, but the ball was overthrown, and it almost hit Finley. That would have been an easy pick, but he was playing the smart play defensively and not going to let Pearson catch it and run. That's about the third interception he could have had tonight. But it'll bring up second down and 10. Trevor Poppins played a heck of a game. He's in on the left side now, left corner for Gildner. Pawnee City all spread out. Rushing two are the Hornets to pass. Borcher on the left side. This one Finley's going to track down and get a hold of and carry it out of bounds. Giltner has the ball. Second interception of the night by Finley. So with 5:05 to go, Giltner has the ball on the Indian 31-yard line. One more time, the Hornets come up. They pooched kick last time. Finley's in the shotgun formation. Give to Eastman. Eastman's going to be hauled down from behind. Quick penetration and tackle by Mike Marr. Marr has really disrupted that backfield in Gildner, but Gildner quick to work away from him. Gain of 2 on the play from Eastman. Derek Eastman now over 200 yards on the night. Clock working its way down. Finley still in the shotgun. You've got Richards on the near side. Ott on the far side. Rolling to the right. Pitch from Finley to Eastman. Eastman's going to be caught and stuck, and it's Marr hauling and wrapping him up. Loss of about one for Eastman. Third down, 9 yards to go. Clock down to 4 minutes in the ball game. Hornets up to the line, nice and slow. Third down. Shotgun. Eastman and Harmon in the backfield. Eastman will carry. Cuts up the left side. Has a little bit of daylight. Gets back. It's going to be a little short of the first down. Eastman a little upset about that as he made a cut and went down in the process. And it'll be fourth down and about one to go for Gildner. Fourth and one. For the Hornets. Finley letting that clock tick down now. Just over 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Finley settles. Gets the fight. Up the middle goes Eastman. He'll have the first down. And about one more to go. Give Eastman about 3 yards on that carry. And that'll move the chains. I'll tell you, if you want someone to pick brackets for you, if you're looking at some playoff brackets, Coach Jeff Ashby, the guy that you want, before the season even started, he had the final four. Knew that he was in hopefully going to be included in it, and is, right down to the letter. Finley eyeing the back judge, waiting for that clock to tick down. Gives to Eastman. Eastman stutter steps, tries to work it around, and he's going to be met and hauled down. Whistle will blow before they bring him down, but they had him wrapped up. Gain of about two for Eastman. 35th carry for Eastman. As the clock goes now to 2 minutes and 10 seconds, Giltner will advance, and they will play the winner of Howells and St. Humphreys. Or Humphrey St. Francis, rather. And that game starts at 7 in about another half hour. So Giltner will have to wait. Finley now is going to get hauled down as he tries to go to his left side. Garrett Borcher was there to bring him down in the backfield. It'll be third down and long for Giltner. Third and 12. Round of applause for the seniors playing their last home game for Giltner, because no matter what happens, Giltner was playing their last home game of the season here. One more on the road and hopefully one in Lincoln. Finley's going to carry up. He's going to be short of the first down by about 5 yards. It'll bring up fourth down. And about 7 to go. So Giltner now, clock winds down to under a minute. Mullen 12, Loomis nothing. That's after the first quarter. Bancroft, Rosalie, and Friend are at halftime. Bancroft, Rosalie 36, Friend 14. It's 28-12, St. Cecilia. Over Crofton, they're still in the third quarter. Starting the fourth now in Hastings, and it'll be fourth down and 11 to go. With a clock at 31 seconds. Trying to get this play underway. Giltner will finally
break the huddle, hustle up to the line before the delay is called. Finley hands to Harmon. Harmon shoots around the left side, gets up to the 10-5, shakes a tackle, and is going to be hauled down. He'll have the first down right at about the 2-yard line. Gabe Harmon, can't tell me he's not running for something. Gabe Harmon had a touchdown in the first quarter, and that theoretically could be the last score, the last play of the game. And that's exactly what will happen. Giltner's going to let the clock run out on this one. 58-30 will be our final score. Giltner is going to the Final Four. Semifinals next week for Giltner with a 58-30 win over a tough Pawnee City Indian ball club. Shut out in the second. No, they weren't shut out, actually. They did get a score in. 58-30 is going to be our final score. We'll go back and I'll see if I can read these numbers here. Right after this, you're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora. Go Hornets!
Are you ready for a great deal?
There's nothing more American than football. Advantage Chevrolet sacks the competition with savings. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
At B&B, we appreciate what agriculture means to our communities. We've discounted flooring prices and have the Harvest Bonus Bowl where you can offer prizes and extra discounts. At B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You know, Sitting Bull, got some Sitting Bull pizza here, brought up from us. Fine establishment here in Giltner, and a great ball game just wrapped up here. If there's anything to be said about Pawnee City and the Indians here, no one has put up 30 points on Giltner all year long, including the playoffs. So a very fine ball club in Pawnee City made a really interesting first half, and that Giltner defense just buckled down in the second half to pick up this 58-30 win. We'll run down the scoring here for you. To get things started, Giltner won the toss, deferred. Pawnee City came out. Their second play from scrimmage was a pitch from Borcher to Pearson. It went off Pearson's shoulder pad, bounced in the air, where Giltner's Trevor Poppin got a hold of it and ran it to the 5-yard line before he was brought down. And subsequently, Giltner steps up, and Derek Eastman pops in for the score after the 5-yard run. It was 6-0. 2-point conversion was no good. On Giltner's next possession, after a turnover on downs, Gabe Harmon took it up 46 yards for the touchdown. That 2-point conversion was good. It was 14
2-0. Giltner on top in the first quarter. Not even halfway through the first quarter. A couple series later, Pawnee City finally gets a break after a Giltner fumble. And Garrett Borcher scrambled in from 4 yards out. They get the two-point conversions, and the Indians were within 6-14-8. The next possession, Giltner takes over on their own 25, first play from scrimmage. Sean Finley calls his own number, finds daylight, gets a 55-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was no good. It's 20-8. We're still in the first quarter at this point. Pawnee City answered right back on the next possession with 1:47 to go in the first quarter. A 33-yard run by Garrett Borcher. And the two-point conversion was good, and it was 20-16. We're back to a four-point lead for Giltner. The next possession, though, Giltner gets it. And Derek Eastman scores again, this time from 46 yards out. Giltner's two-point conversion was good. It was 28-16. The very next possession. And at this point, five touchdowns in a row, back-to-back-to-back. Pawnee City comes out on top with a 30-yard touchdown pass from Garrett Borcher to Eric Derby. That two-point conversion was good, and it's 28-24. Giltner, not to be outdone in the passing category, relies on Sean Finley, who 9 yards out finds Derek Eastman for the touchdown. The two-point conversion also good. It's 36-24. And that would be the last score of the first half. At halftime, 36-24, we had ourselves a good ball game. At the third quarter, Giltner takes their opening possession, runs a lot of time off the clock, and it ends in a 5-yard touchdown run from Derek Eastman again. The two-point conversion, no good. It was 42-24. From there, Giltner just buckled down. Pawnee City throws back-to-back interceptions that Giltner's able to capitalize on. A 19-yard touchdown pass, Finley to Trevor Poppin. The two-point conversion good, 50-24. And then after the second interception, Giltner relies on Eastman from 5 yards out. The two-point conversion was good. It's 58-24. Into the fourth quarter we went. Pawnee City tries to get back into it with a 5-yard touchdown pass from Borcher to Packett. The two-point conversion was good. Was no good, actually. And it's 58-30. And that's how we wrap up the ball game, with Giltner running out the clock and getting the points, or getting the win with the ball on the 2-yard line. They could have scored easily, but had the class and had the win wrapped up. So 58-30 is our final score from Giltner. Over 200 yards from Derek Eastman on the night, and four touchdowns on the ground, one in the air for Derek Eastman to carry the lion's share of the scoring for Giltner in fine fashion. And Giltner keeps the perfect season alive and advances to the semifinals, where they'll await the winner of the Howells Humphrey St. Francis game that's going on in Howells that is probably just underway. So that is how we're going to wrap things up here from Giltner. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you also, those of you listening online at KLIQFM.com. Always appreciate the emails and letting us know exactly where you're listening from. And just appreciate the fact that we've got some fine football, and glad that you're a part of that program as well. Thanks to all of our sponsors, by the way, also, and they include the Village of Giltner, JSGK Catering, Robert Shaw Insurance, Joyce Agronomics, Delcom, Todd's Body and Glass, of course, the Sitting Bull Saloon with my pizza sitting right over here, Harb's Farm Supply, Recent Agronomics, B&B Carpet, Hope Home Furnishings, Floor to Ceiling, and Advantage Chevrolet, all proud sponsors. And thanks to Steph back in Mission Control for pushing all the right buttons and getting us on the air. We always appreciate that. And we will have a lot of play-by-play coverage. We've got state volleyball coming up this week. We'll have games. Sandy Creek is in it. We will have their game right here on the Breeze Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the state volleyball tournament taking place in Grand Island and Hastings for the first time. So that's always something good. We'll have all kinds of games on our sister stations. Tune into HastingsLink.com or KLIQFM.com. They'll point you in the right direction, let you know what games are going to be on when. Of course, we'll have football for you, too. Next round for D2 here will be on Monday. And again, Giltner will take on either Howells or Humphrey St. Francis in Howells or Humphrey St. Francis, one of those places. Giltner will be away, that much is certain. So thanks again. Our final score, the Giltner Hornets on top, 58-30. I'm Rob Osmond. Thanks for listening, and have yourself a pleasant evening.
And play by play.